Hello, drunk punchers. This is your video audio correspondent, Vicente. Well, the boy's not in studio this week, so we will be throwing out another classic punch drunk episode to all you savages out there. As requested by the fans, we will put out the infamous or famous episode where T pays his bag of bet loss and wears a dildo on his head throughout the entire episode. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the dildo corn episode. Sam and T will be in San Francisco this week, July 21st and 22nd, at the Punchline Comedy Club. Head over to punchlinecomedyclub.com for your tickets and support the guys. As for Ari, he will be in Long Island City, New York on July 28th at the Creek in the Cave doing his This Is Not Happening show. Click on the tour link at arithegreat.com to grab tickets. As always, support the show by using their Amazon link on punchdrunksports.com. Do this, save it as your new bookmark, and the guys get a kickback for whatever purchases you do. Doesn't cost you anything else. Caveman Coffee, go to it. Use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS and save 10% on your purchases. And at last, go to BetDSI.com for all your betting needs. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK for $10 free betting cash. Again, crew is out of town, so we are posting up another classic episode. Drunk Punchers, here is the one, the only, Punch Drunk Sports, Dildo Corn.
Live from the Toad Hop Network studios
in Hollywood. This is the ToadHopNetwork.com.
It's a groovy way of relaxing.
Radio worth watching.
Radio worth watching.
There's no way we can start mid-conversation. I don't care. Justin Verlander is banging Kate Upton.
Yes.
And he said that today. Takes her off the market.
Come on.
I'm not?
No, we're running the thing.
Oh, yeah. How come my
voice? All right, now go on.
Kate Upton is dating Justin Verlander.
Yep.
Who's hotter than her? Nobody.
I can't hear me.
You say that takes her off the market, but I say no way. That girl loves to cheat.
How do you know that? Because she's got big tits?
Yeah.
Because she has options.
I know she has options, but you don't know.
The world is hers, though.
The world is hers.
So she's just going to go all the top ballers for like a year or two.
Hold on. And you don't think Justin Verlander can go through puss?
Yeah, he can go through puss. He's got a 2 year or less shelf life with the hottest chick in the world.
Dude.
Because sultans, princes, she can have whatever she wants. When they come around, she just climbs up.
He's going back to Detroit. She ain't in Detroit. Where does she live? How are they going to date when he lives in Detroit? He's gone for the next 5 days.
Yeah.
That actually probably helps.
That's probably why they love each other.
Because they're never around each other.
That would help a relationship more than anything.
Let's get to the business at hand. I got to be honest with you. Tebow's the only one who pays out his bag of bets. Next week, I will have the picture for you. I promise you.
Where's
guaranteed.
Your dildo face?
Oh, yeah. Is that what this is?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Do we want to explain it before?
You should put it on and we'll explain it while
Ellie,
you go.
Ellie Janine, a good friend of the Naughty Show, was kind enough to hook me up with this strap-on dildo.
Tebow lost a bet that said he did not refer to... What? That's sexy.
Who was it?
So,
who was it again?
Who was the
Fiona Apple. That's
Fiona Apple. You used the word sensual, which everyone hated.
Yeah.
And
I've gotten good feedback on Twitter from it.
The gays loved it.
The gays
all
loved
our gay listener loved it.
All our gay listener, that one guy out there.
Yeah.
How am I going to get this
the
in my
butch,
head, though?
The butch gay guy that loves talking sports.
Yeah.
It's probably pissed that Verlander's off the market now. No, you gotta go the other way, dude. It's gotta be pointed up.
Pointed up? No, I think down.
No, the dildo corn is up. It's always erect because it's ready to rock.
But it's sadder.
Mystical.
No, it's sadder if it's...
Renee, you make the call. Dildo up, dildo down.
It'll probably stay on better down.
Dildo up.
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
For sure.
Because it keeps... It's doing that.
Okay.
You gotta put it higher up.
Okay, but hold on. We got this as up.
Yeah.
And then... Hold on. And then this is down.
I think up, dude.
Really?
That's very Gonzo-esque.
Yeah, I think it's up.
Up.
I might have to wear it on the top of my head.
Flabby dick?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we don't really need it as a unicorn. I mean, that could. I mean, if we had a budget for it.
Ari's very intrigued.
How do you strap this on?
I'll show you later. Ari's very intrigged.
I'll
show you later.
I'll
show you later.
This is cool.
Very intrigued.
Keep talking. Let's talk about fantasy.
No.
I'm shitting the bed in fantasy.
Let's talk about Ari again did not do his team. Which I was fine with because I beat him.
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean didn't do it?
You didn't. You had like three players that weren't playing this week.
That's Yuck Nasty,
Jesus
man.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Yuck Nasty. Someone put out a tweet to Yuck Nasty to call in, and we got to ask, is he in or out?
It was supposed to, we changed our name to Yuck Jew or something like that.
Jew Yuck.
Yucky Nasty. Jew.
Yucky Jew.
Oh, wait, you didn't do it? You're the only guy I wanted to beat.
Yeah, and you didn't.
How much did I lose to you by?
Jesus Christ. This conversation infuriates me.
I'm happy. I'm 3-3. By the way.
Fantasy football fans are not real fans.
What?
Yeah, because you're rooting for players and individual stats instead of appreciating the game.
I am appreciating the game.
You have people playing against your team. And then you're
how,
going,
about, how can I appreciate the game when I'm an Oakland Raiders fan?
It's true.
It's a good point.
How can I appreciate it?
That's a good point.
I mean, at what point do we just sit Palmer? It's like, hey, dude, appreciate it, but we're going to see if Terrell Pryor can do anything. Why not? You're 1-5 or 1-4.
I see that.
Are we really going to turn this thing around?
No. And not this year, decade.
I don't think anybody fooled themselves thinking the Raiders were a playoff contender anyway.
Every year I do.
Do you really?
Every year I'm like,
that's why you lost the suicide pool.
You guys got no receivers, bro.
On the fucking Raiders away game.
Yeah.
Pick early.
Yeah.
You still had fucking New England. You still had Atlanta.
Oh, they're 3-3, by the way.
New England?
Yeah.
You said, well,
they're not that great.
They're not
first place. First place 3-3.
Yeah, this year is the year of mediocrity.
For some teams. For a lot of teams. I think it's more the year of.
I think he got strapped under his chin, dude.
Hold on. Hold this for a second.
No, I don't want to cover his... Okay, that might be good. He could be Dildo Clops.
Dildo Clops. Love how it's pink, too.
Oh, my...
It's for breast cancer awareness.
Oh, my God, it's perfect.
You should do the entire show like that.
Oh, that's it, dude.
All 2 hours.
Dildo Corn is alive.
And kicking. Alive and kicking.
Dildo Corn. Dildo Corn.
Is that okay? Is that out of your eyes and stuff?
Yeah, it's all right.
I got to put up your shit.
I mean, it's not as comfortable as not having a
it's
dildo.
It's kind of heavy,
face.
Man. This thing will wreck an ass. This is kind of heavy.
Let me ask you guys a question, because someone just brought this up to me.
By the way, T-Bow, yes. You're cool as shit.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
You're cool as shit.
Because I'm the only one to pay off all my bets.
I've been waiting. You've been ducking me.
He's saying you're dying.
Oh, my God.
I told him 3 weeks ago. I'm like, I'm ready.
Did he tell you that?
No.
Yes, I did. I told you
he's like, I'm ready. Let me look at my schedule. I'm ready. Let me look at my schedule.
No, set it up right now. Set up the date.
Okay, I did. We did it already. It was like 3 Mondays ago, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm ready." Then I never heard from
you. Nobody's buying it. Nobody's buying it.
Yep.
Man, I got a fucking rock hard pink cock on my head, and you're the one sounding like an idiot right now.
I've been ready to go. I've been ready.
Let me think.
I haven't played in 3 years, and I'm ready to fucking beat him.
How's Friday for you?
I'll be in Washington D.C. Early in the weeks are better. Monday, Tuesday, sometimes Wednesdays. Tuesday's tough because of this, but we can go right after this.
No, I got a 3 o'clock thing I got to do. I got to get a fucking dildo surgically removed from my head. I do have somewhere I have to be at 3. What about, tomorrow is a very good maybe for me.
No, tomorrow I'm leaving for D.C.
So how's tomorrow then? Not good, it sounds like. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What time's your flight?
I think I gotta leave for like before. 4.
Hang on.
This guy barely makes his flight every time.
I know, that's what I was getting ready to say.
Is that the sound of the mystical dildo corn?
Nope, that's the sound of what Tebow's been doing.
Ducking? Whoa!
This guy. I like how he turns it around. He's like in professional wrestling, the guy that just talks shit.
I mean, I've been ready to play, man. The guy's got nothing. He's got nothing. Literally nothing.
When do you get back when do you get back from Washington?
Monday.
Tebow. If we show a big bump in viewership and downloads because of that dildo, are you cool wearing that every week?
The side angle looks great. The side angle looks great right now.
If this thing is
phenomenal.
Seeing that?
If this thing turns anything around in my life, I'll never take it off.
The side angle.
Oh, my God. Dude, what's the next bag of butts?
Bag of butts. I'd love a bag of butts. I would love a bag of butts, man. That would be the best.
Your next one's going to be you taking an ass. That's where we're going. Go gay porn, the strap on.
By the way, what people don't know is there's a bag of bets that's currently being paid off by the Comedy Basketball League commissioner, Matt Knows.
Oh, yeah.
Punch drunk regular, where he lost me in week one of fantasy, and he has to do 20 push-ups every time I tell him. 6 times. He only has 2 left. But I've been having him do them at great times.
You got him on stage yet?
He's talking. No, I have 2 left.
You got to get him on stage.
I'm going to get him on stage, but I also want to do like right before or right after a bet. Maybe like While he's shooting free throws.
Oh, during a basketball
game. Yeah, yeah. I want to get him one during a basketball game, and I want to get him one.
How many does he have to do? 10 push-ups?
20.
20 push-ups.
I've been getting him at the Comedy Store every time I see him talking to a girl.
How many more does he owe you?
He owes me two more sets of 20. Yeah, but every time I see him talking to a girl, like in the parking lot or out on the patio, I just walk up. I go, let me see him. And he's like, fuck. He always takes his watch off, hands it to me. And the other day, he's doing that. He's talking to this cute chick, and I walk right by. And I go, what's up, bro? Let me see some. And he's like, fuck. So he takes his watch off. While he's doing push-ups, the girl just walked away.
Oh.
Now, do you have to get all the push-ups at once? Like, let's say he owes you 20 at a time. Can you get five here, five there, five over there?
No, he has five times he has to do 20 push-ups.
Six times.
Or six times, yeah, that's what it is.
120 push-ups.
Six times. So I guess I could. I could do. Yeah, give me all
your
six right now.
Slowly moving to the side.
I know.
I love how your dildo corn was swagger.
He finds the closest asshole and it moves towards it. I think it's working towards him.
No, it's working its way.
This thing's like one of those water sticks. It finds available asshole.
It's working its way towards my mouth, I think.
All right, man.
Well, here, how about the 29th or 30th?
Oh, yeah, this looks ridiculous. 29th or 30th. What day is that of the week?
Monday and Tuesday. Oh, Tuesday we got this. But we can do it right after this.
That's like 2 weeks from this?
2 weeks from this or a week and 6 days. Yeah.
How long do you think a match takes?
Hey, what a match. Match. I want to play him.
Me too. 3 hours probably. Maybe a little more.
Yeah, more than that. Yeah. I mean, weekday off season in LA, we'll probably play pretty quickly. I'll turn it off when he stops ducking me.
What about when you get back? Are you back next Monday?
I am back Monday, yeah. But the problem is I have my storyteller show on Wednesday, and I haven't.
Who you got on this one?
Me.
Boo. Who else?
That's
it. Fucking everybody's out of town. Margaret Cho's out of town. Bill Burr, Jeff Ross, Diaz, Rogan.
Have we solved the Diaz problem with his Twitter problem?
Yeah, it got reinstated.
What's the topic of the storytellers?
Weddings. Do you have a wedding story, Sam?
What about Ren Azizi?
I do, but it's not long enough.
He just did the last one.
I got a 45-minute wedding story that's a fucking showstopper.
Damn, perfect.
I'm in.
Is Ralphie out of rehab?
Ralphie May?
Yeah.
He went to rehab?
Just for like...
For what?
Not for...
Sandwiches?
Yeah, sandwiches, I think.
Really?
I don't know. I read some stuff on Twitter. He checked himself in or something. Like, after he got off the weed, he couldn't smoke weed anymore because of that attack he had.
He had to stop smoking weed?
They said he couldn't do it anymore because it contained trace elements of estrogen. He barely lived. Like, he went to operation and they gave him a 30% chance of survival.
What?
Yeah. Wow. He was like, hey, why don't you bring your family in here to say goodbye?
What?
Yeah. In Tampa.
No shit.
Yeah. He had a respiratory illness and like all these things. And then like he can't shake hands after shows anymore because he's like, if you have a cold, I'll just die. He's just really bad right now. But... So he had to go off the weed, and so he started taking tons of pills to make up for the fucking weed. Be able to sleep, be able to, like, not be in pain all the time.
Wow.
And then I think he got hooked on the pills.
Yeah, the pills are a bitch, man, especially in Florida where, it's as easy as getting M&Ms.
Yeah.
Dude, one of the hardest things for me to kick was putting dildos on my head. No, Valium. I had a Valium addiction for about a year, and that was a fucking hard...
What have you been addicted to?
Meth, heroin.
That was the best. Fucking meth, tweaker, faggots.
I'm like, meth? I've never done it. I've only done meth twice. That's why I said to that bitch. Some black chick just laid into me and Ari in traffic.
Yeah, bring on the meth wars.
She called us, she called us faggots, which maybe.
That's just uncalled
for.
A four-year-old child definitely needed to hear that.
Yeah. You faggots. And we're like, I mean, I wasn't wearing a shirt. You got that gay beard. I may have had a dildo on my head. I could see where she came with that.
Seat belts fastened. These are all gay signs.
Yep, we're in a fucking two-seater Honda. I mean, we might have looked gay. But when she called me a tweaker, I just lost it.
Hey, you know what?
I was I've only done meth twice. I was a cokehead, a pothead, and an alcoholic, but I wasn't a tweaker, you black twat.
That was just uncalled for.
I'm sorry.
Dildo corn.
Dildo corn.
Dildo corn's very mad.
Very racist dildo corn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what dildo corn reminds me of a little bit? He reminds me of just like a giant elephant.
Whether it's Kevin's.
What?
I don't know. Whether it's Kevin's elephant.
Someone's got their Halloween outfit.
What? Is there something on my face?
You put it on your nose and go as gay Pinocchio.
By the way, I think you have DC Comics' new gay superhero.
I think I might.
Dildo Corn.
Where's the money?
Leave the Green Lantern alone.
Let's get DC Comics as a sponsor.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Can we get the LBJ Gay TXFML, whatever they are, to sponsor this podcast since we have a gay character on it?
Yeah, we could do that.
And we have four gay characters.
What is
on
that
this
sound effect?
It was supposed to be a trumpeting elephant, but he never trumpeted. And then the pause wouldn't work for some reason.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
You're batting
Let's
a thousand
leave it to
today.
The professionals.
All right.
Over here, okay?
All right, Bean Town, go for it.
Bean Town.
So, big week in the sports. A lot of football.
A lot
of baseball. Fantastic UFC card.
Can I say something about...
Really?
What do you want to talk about first? Monday Night Football, UFC?
Let's go to UFC. We're right there. Here's.
I didn't watch it. I read all about it.
Stefan Bonner versus Anderson Silva had no interest for me. It just... I was like, that's a knockout.
What I do like about it is that...
We get to see Anderson.
Well, Anderson's... It now has forced Dana White to be like, who's left for Anderson Silva?
And it also showed him fighting at a heavier weight class.
He still says he's not going to do John Jones.
Hey, dude, they're going to throw so much money at that guy.
That's going to become our Pacquiao Mayweather because people are going to talk about it for 5-6 fucking years, and it may never happen. And when it does happen, one of them's going to be long in the tooth.
No, not Jones and Silva.
Dude, okay.
GSP and Silva, that'll be the one.
Why does
be
everybody
done.
Want this fight?
I agree with you, Sam Tripoli.
GSP hasn't fought in 2 years. He's 4 inches shorter than Anderson Silva. It's not a fucking matchup, man.
2 years? Really?
He hasn't fought for 2 years.
That sounds about right. Year and a half.
John Jones is a much more entertaining fight.
I couldn't agree with you
when,
more.
When you say everybody's been wanting it, John Jones has been the champion for 2 years. So nobody's been clamoring for it forever. First, you wanted him to fight to defend his title for about a year.
He's fought so much in those 2 years.
But for the last, like...
Are you saying that that's...
Last, like, 10 months, people have been like, oh, we want that fight. It's not been, like, a long time.
Oh,
come
no.
On,
I hear what you're saying, all right. But what I'm saying is... We've been hearing about that for 10 months. We're going to hear about it for another 3 years. And it may never happen. And if it does, Silva's going to be 41.
Yeah.
He's 30. What is he, 38?
He's already past his prime. I mean, he's already
other way. Dude, I don't know if he's past his prime. You see that fucking fight? He's incredible.
He fought a nobody. He should have been retired 3 years ago.
He did it to save the fight card. He wasn't even on the fight card.
Yeah.
No, but that fight didn't mean anything.
But dude.
He could have fought against like
listen,
fucking...
It doesn't mean shit because every fight he does is like that with the exception of one or two. He mows through people.
I think he's getting better.
I don't know about that.
Dude, his last two fights, he's like doing crazy, like putting his hands down and still not getting hit.
18 months since he fought.
Okay, right. Not 24, but a pretty long time.
Yeah,
okay,
year and a half.
He hasn't fought in a
year. What have we seen about ring rust?
Here's his record before that. Yeah, so he'll fight Conor's Condit. He'll fight one more fight after that, and then.
I think.
So you're saying you'd rather see GSP Silva versus Jones Silva?
Well, let's see the last time he lost GSP.
GSP
2007
has not cleared out the 170-pound weight division.
Really?
There is so many. People for
who,
him to
who
fight.
Else? Who else? Say it.
There's Hendricks. That guy's badass, dude. The guy who knocked out John Fitch in a fucking second.
Yeah, that's fine.
Alvarez coming over from Bellator.
Who?
Alvarez. Man. That guy's pretty badass.
I guess. That's not a title
I mean, there's always going to be
Diaz
people coming
lost
in.
He's the fucking title contender fight. He can't get the fight. He's 0-1 in his last fight. He's 0-1 for a chance to get a championship fight.
Some people don't think he lost that fight.
Well, the judges did, and that's all they go by after a while.
That's a good fight, dude.
Yeah, that would be a good fight, but here's what he's beaten. Jake Shields, Koscheck, Dan Hardy, Thiago Alves, BJ Penn, John Fitch, Matt Serra, Matt Hughes, Josh Koscheck again. He's cleared out a division.
That's
Matt Hughes again.
All three of them.
Jake Ellenberger, great fight, dude. I would love to watch that fight. Guy can wrestle, and he's got dynamite in his hands.
He's talking about some guys that are pretty good, that are okay. It's
the same thing
they have at 205, where you're like, oh, this guy could fight. I mean, he won his last three fights. Like, that's not champion caliber. None of the guys at 170 are champion caliber.
I disagree.
Carlos Condit is. He should get a shot.
I don't.
Who? Tell me who it is. I'll look him up.
I just told you a list of people. What are you talking about?
Say it again. What's Alvarez's first name?
I think it's Carlos Alvarez.
What are the odds that's correct?
44%.
Dildo corn with crunching now?
I'm over here with an abacus.
Carlos Alvarez, was he a mayor, a politician, a professor?
I saw that coming.
An American football player or a baritone?
The baritone. It's a baritone.
Let's see what he's up to.
Guys, got a left hook to fucking. He's a tooth
long
chipper,
hair.
That baritone. By the way, I got to say, man, say what you want about the parking. Oh! Can I give a quick parking update Alvarez, while you look up the mayor of fucking Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Sean Alvarez, retired mixed martial artist.
Here you go. Bellator Alvarez, you fuckface.
Eddie Alvarez?
Eddie Alvarez. There you go.
So I'm fucking circling. I'm circling.
And Bellator? Who cares? Look at the last guy to come over from one of those mini fucking
I will give you that.
Okay, here he is in his last three fights. Starting with the latest. Win, loss.
Who did he lose to?
Michael Chandler.
I'm saying that he's going to come to UFC.
And then he beat Aoki. Definitely a good win. And then he beat Patrick E. Freire. What do you mean? That guy deserves a shot?
I'm not
he's
saying
he's 2-1 in his last
right
three
now.
Bellator fights. That's not a guy. He has cleared out the conference.
If
you're using that guy as a proof,
Anderson
that's a cleared
Silva's
out conference.
Anderson Silva's cleared out the conference.
Yeah, he has too. John Jones has a lot more people to fight than fucking...
He's got three, maybe four.
Okay,
that's
but before if you fucking Eddie Alvarez in there...
Okay, one guy.
Okay, well, then name me the next guy.
Dildo Corn. The girl's corn. Like, he's mystical. It's the Dildo Corn.
See, this is what I knew would happen.
Is that the face of approval?
Guys,
or,
yeah, no.
I think that's the face of, hey, call me sometime.
No, that's the face of, can you take that off? It's making all the girls...
It's making a lot of people very uncomfortable.
Let's
people
see how this
staring.
Goes. Is that human resources right there?
HR?
Do you want to come in and tell us what you think?
I think HR is going to...
Let's see how this goes. Is this a good meeting or a bad meeting?
Yeah, give her the mic.
Hi.
Is Welcome. That human resources?
My name is Sam. This is Ari, and this is the mystical beast, Dildo Corn.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
This is literally my second day at work.
Yay!
Oh, nice. Way to fuck off. You're like, I'm just going to go walk around.
What do you do here?
Oh my God, I thought you were just going to attack that thing.
I
like,
thought it was going right in her mouth. I was like, let me see. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You guys wish.
You need to hire more people like this.
Yeah. I'm like, and welcome the newest member of Punch Drunk.
Where do you do you work for Toad Hop? Or where do you work?
No, I work next door.
What do you do?
I assist with this project. I don't think they want me to talk.
Oh,
just say all the
top
secret.
The
names, the
it's top secret. I like that. No, don't make
Wait,
me tell.
What are they?
She doesn't
I was joking when I said just tell us all the names and the details and the prices.
Sorry. Do you like Eddie Alvarez?
How do you guys feel about this dildo situation in your office? Are you guys a professional company?
I would like to think they are, but
you're not dressed up at all.
No.
Yeah, you're not. Do they drug test?
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
All right.
I did go to a concert recently.
That's good enough.
Yeah. I don't want them to find evidence, quote unquote, evidence.
What? What'd you do? What drugs?
The body in her trunk?
Is this entrapment?
No.
You're allowed to say whatever you did in the past.
I'd rather not say. Just.
What concert did you go see?
Lame.
Yeah, what are you doing, lady? You have your chance to talk to literally tens of people.
I'm protecting my my job and my career.
What are you?
What career?
Are you,
as
what
an
are you
assistant?
FBI? And then you grab the dildo. What are you protecting?
I was admiring the craftsmanship.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Boy, do I know my dildos.
Yeah, ma'am, you need to decide either you want to be a freak or another fucking sheep. What do you want to be?
It's a coincidence because I work for Black Sheep.
Yeah, see, I knew that.
Right.
Black Sheep loves pink dildos.
I like
that's their commercial.
Better.
All right. Well, we got to go back to our show. So unless you're going to deep throat this thing.
I don't think my boyfriend would like that.
Yeah, I think he'd love it, dude.
Not in front of everyone.
Well, okay. How's your boyfriend going to know this?
Because the cameras and the audio equipment.
Yeah, the cameras, the internet.
So, I mean, this podcast isn't in Espanol, so I doubt he's watching.
How long until you think you're fired? I mean, it's day two, and you're already strolling around the hallways, coming here, jerking off a stranger's forehead.
Do you always grab any dildo you see around? You don't know where that's
right
been.
Hey, I just like dildos.
Yeah, I respect that. And I respect
think you
that.
Need to go with your freak instincts, lady. You're really holding back, and at the end of the day, you're going to be miserable. If you're just working in an environment, they won't let you deep throat a pink dildo.
That's a different story.
All right, when you get home,
on your next 10-minute break, come on over here. I'll headbutt your ass a couple times. If you know what I'm saying.
I don't like it in that area.
Oh, you don't like it in the butt?
No.
Why?
Well, do you want me to be honest with you?
Yes. Yes.
I was raped when I was 19. I was
so honest. Why'd you have to get all serious on us?
Raped in the butt?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I tore my...
Come here. I will hug you.
Wow, that's terrible.
I'd rather you not touch me.
Hey, guys.
She's obviously a good judge of character as well.
We're going to start Kickstarter account for this lady, and we're going to make sure we can help her.
How old are you now, if you don't mind asking?
Old enough to tell you it's none of your business.
God, this chick is awesome.
That's like the response of a 48-year-old woman right there. Now, I don't think that you're 48, but that's a response a 48-year-old woman gives.
I don't see that at all. She's
not 48.
Yeah, no, that's what 20s. I'm saying. I know. Not girls in their 20s shouldn't have that response. That's my point. Yeah.
Sister still gets carded, and she's in her mid-30s, almost pushing.
Yeah, that's someone being nice.
Was she ever ripped?
I don't think she'd want me to speak for her.
That's got
to
be yes. Unless, yes.
What neighborhood did you grow up in?
Where do you guys live on? The corner of Hollywood Boulevard and Rape Alley?
I was going to say 2800 Rape Boulevard. It's like, I don't know about the name of the street. Trust me, it's not what it sounds like.
Wait, in terms
people rarely get raped on Rape Boulevard.
Because you know, in terms of dildos, where is this ranking? Like 1 to 10?
Well, it looks like it's made out of silicone, which is a good thing.
Okay.
Perfect.
It's not too hard. It's not too soft.
Just the size of a cannonball.
I think it's a good beginner's one.
Nice. Sam, looks like you got a future.
Looks like dildo corn is a hit with the ladies.
He always is.
All right, we're going to come back.
All right, we're taking a break.
We love this mystical lady that just walked in, whoever you are. I hope your rapist gets herpes of the asshole.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back on planet Earth. Ari Shaffir, the dildo porn. What am I called? Dildo porn?
Dildo porn. Corn, like a unicorn.
Dildo corn.
Hey, next break, we have an actual commercial, like a live read we're going to do.
Dude, let me see this.
What?
You know the girl that I'm in love with right across the hallway?
That's not here today?
Yeah. But she always comes like in the middle of the show.
Yeah, she comes in the middle of the show.
What if she sees this and she's like, oh, shit. I thought I liked that guy before, but now I'm really digging his vibe.
Okay, would you do this?
Yes.
And I already know the answer is yes.
I absolutely would do it.
If she was like, you can't do anything to me.
I'm in.
You can't touch me, but I want you to titty fuck me with that dildo.
I mean, I absolutely would do it, but I'd be really upset about that.
Yeah, and then you can as you're like titty, as your titty boning her, as your face comes towards
I can
the boobs,
I can smell her tits.
You can smell, but you can't see. You can go. You can do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that creepy exhaling thing, but I would do a hell of a lot of inhaling.
Oh, the creepy exhales of what?
The smells will drive you nuts. Like a girl, like if you're having sex or like hooking up with a chick that has a certain like smell, not like a perfume and she smells like every girl that wears
like
that perfume.
Ass.
Sometimes I can rock that though, sometimes.
You like the ass smell?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I don't mind it. Norton likes it a lot. He likes to smell a little tinge of like shit when you're doing doggy style. I prefer no tinge of shit. I prefer a odor-free situation.
I'm just down for whatever, man. We should have locked him out.
Yeah,
it's a very delicate thing. Like, I can't really move too much, or this fucking gorgeous pink honker is going to go flying off of my coconut. As I was saying, and I think Sam's about to find out too, good coffee here. I will give Toad Hop that.
Really?
Now, I drived around looking for parking for quite some time. Wound up parking like 4 miles up.
You have a car this week?
Sandy's car.
Oh, yeah.
So then...
Oh, yeah, that's
Sandy
right.
Sandy ever moving back?
Your own car.
He's coming back in like November, late November or something.
That's the plan. Where is he now? New York?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Dude, he's living with his girlfriend. They got a nice place. She sounds like she's cool as fuck.
Wait. Katie Manzella?
No. He's dating like a real
person. He's dating Katie?
Person.
Oh,
he was dating for a while.
It was like,
no, they were they were literally dating.
No, they weren't. What was happening?
Yes,
is
they
he
were
was going over her house and fucking cuddling up all night.
Why she? Because
he was like
everybody else.
Yeah, and then he was like, "No, I don't like him. You better not start liking her." And then he like did.
If you were to ask either one of those two parties, were you guys dating? They both would say yeah. Whether it's our or
I like
regular,
Katie.
She's very nice and sweet. She just has a touch of a drinking
like
problem. She's crazy.
Her.
I feel that way about
she
a couple
a sweet
people there.
Tooth.
By feeding her dick.
You're so hey, dude, don't ever protect me, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Dildo corn doesn't
need no dick, dude. I'll fucking ram you.
That's a t-shirt right there.
I'll ram you, bro. No.
Hey, Ari, what do you think we should do to get Punch Drunk's profile higher.
Hang on real quick. Let me finish my enraging story.
Okay. But let's get back to that. Remember that.
I park far away. So then I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to park in this $8 lot here that under here where they've been selling us so hard on that. It's yeah. better than that $20 one over there. I come in, roll around. They're like, sorry, dude. We're always full. I couldn't even park in the $8 lot.
Oh, really?
So then I had to keep circling. But I think I found an area to park.
The problem is if we all pay the $8 every week, it's $24. I'm not counting Mexicans.
No, every week?
$24 every week.
Really? $8? 24? For no,
you're
saying horrible,
you said if all three of us were to do that. Should, I know you walk here,
stick
but
with that line of reasoning, Sam. Are you real?
Are you
instead
saying
of
all
saying,
of us?
Instead of saying,
are you saying, okay, I didn't
yes,
hear the all
instead
of us.
Saying you must be terrible at math, say I must have misunderstood because that Jew is good at math.
If there's anything he's good
I
at,
I must have misremembered what you said.
When if it's not the number eight, it's $8. It's the best kind of math I'm good at.
Yeah, when it comes to money, like watch this. All right, what's 3 times 9?
27.
20, yeah, that sounds about right.
What's
Hey, dildo cord!
$15 plus $8. I'm done with
$3.
That's the end of the story?
There you go.
Thank you for that. You well, now, can we edit that part of the of this whole thing?
No, out? I was saying I tried to park in this lot and I couldn't even do that.
Oh, I thought that chick was gonna come feel the dildo cord.
Which one? Yeah. Is that the love of my life?
No.
Fuck. See, I can't snake around and hawk at her because then my fucking.
By the way, I do like how well we all reacted when that lady brought up her rape.
I know, we're just like, another fucking rape story. That's because we hang out with scummy women all the time in scummy places. You got a rape story?
Ron's gone.
Who doesn't?
Ron, stay on the line.
I don't know, man. It's just, it's weird. It was just a weird situation.
No, but it was fine. But she said it very casually, so yeah. We handled it very casually.
What's funny is she wasn't forthcoming about, like, how old she was. No problem telling you her asshole got blown out by a dick when she
was
19, 13.
She said it when she was 19.
How old are you? I would rather not say and divulge personal information. Have you ever been raped? Several times I had my asshole blown out by a giant cock. Okay, you seem to be really weird about what information.
It's just like this weird, you know, it's like stop living on rape.
We didn't expect that going into this podcast. Yeah.
Well, there's one of those things about, and I make no, you know, I don't want to make fun of rape or anything like that, but there is a certain thing about girls who have been raped.
Just for doing that.
I totally want to. There's a certain thing about, like, once a girl has the ability to admit that she's been raped, then there's this window where, like, that's all she wants to talk about.
It's like Shang. I was talking to somebody, Shang the comic,
Shang
somehow.
Forbes.
No matter what the conversation is, it eventually leads to black injustice. No matter what you're doing, you'll be talking about teriyaki chicken. Somehow, there's some black injustice out of teriyaki
And it always
chicken.
Starts with, like, some sort of joke, and then they'd give you the... I was raped once, and I don't find that funny. And you're like, jeez.
I like how we all handled it. There was a moment of like, just like a moment, like a half second, and then we all handled it very well, except for Renee just got this rock-hard boner that I could see peering up from over – through his pants from over the desk.
All right, James wants calling in. If you don't call in right now, James, call in towards the end of the show.
I think he's on hold.
We're going to take Ron first.
Oh,
Ron,
James.
You've been raped. Go ahead. Tell your
Ron,
story.
Ron, tell us your rape story.
I'm not going to tell you my race story. I'm going to inform you about who Eddie Alvarez is.
Okay. I'm taking a lot of shit
for this. Well, first of all, Eddie Alvarez is a lightweight.
I understand that now.
Okay. Because you've been reading it Twitter and people
yes.
are saying that?
I've been taking a beating.
Okay,
hey,
wait,
guys,
hold on.
Really quick, this is not a factual podcast.
What?
This is an opinion podcast, and I don't get a computer because when I try to look up shit, I get fucking blown in my asshole.
All you do is look at Twitter. You
all he does
shit.
On the computer is make duck
too.
Noises.
Okay, can I just say this? Someone please set,
I was wrong.
Set to a YouTube clip of Sam going, what about Eddie Alvarez? I fucking been over this shit with you. And then mix that with, okay, I'm sorry. I don't know everything.
This isn't a factual podcast.
I want those two combined somehow.
I have flaws.
So go ahead, Ron.
And second, I agree with you that John Jones and Anderson Silva is a much, like, it's a better fight to watch. However, George has done much more than John Jones has done in his weight division.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
He's completely cleared out the welterweight division. There's no argument about that.
Nope.
Sam, your argument's retarded. Because Johnny Hendricks is the equivalent to Chris Weidman in the middleweight division.
I think Weidman's beaten some great guys, man. And I think he's beaten them more dominantly than GSP. Everybody they fought together, Hendricks has gone through. Just got that fucking fist of furies and knocked all them out. Cold. John Fitch, within 2 seconds, out cold. I mean, you can't say that, dude.
No, no, but that's – we've already been over that. If you get one punch in the first 10 seconds and knock somebody out, that's not you being a dominant fighter.
Once if you do that. But if you consistently do that, you consistently fucking wreck shop.
He's beating people in the first second a lot?
That's why you guys – well, he's knocked out.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Now, I'm not saying within the first second, but he's gone through people.
So it's no longer what you just said. It's something different.
He had that big knockout win over Fitch, and he had a couple knockouts before that against
Koscheck
lesser-known guys.
He fucked Koscheck up.
Did he?
He's one of my least favorites.
Yeah, but so did fucking
Koscheck.
Yeah, I can't stand the guy.
And Bisbing too, but you know, you ever meet somebody?
I like Bisbing.
You ever meet? I'm starting to. You ever meet somebody in person that you don't like, and they're really cool, and you're like, "Fuck, man, now I gotta like you." I met Bisbing when we were in Vegas, and I was like, and he was so fucking cool and nice, and I always hated him.
Yeah.
But what's happening with you two? You guys passing notes?
No, we agree. We're not gonna hang up on Ron.
Oh yeah. Ron's got a no hang up thing.
He's giving me codes.
Ron, any other points?
Let me go over Ron's point for a second. Here's who Johnny Hendricks has gone through. First of all, he has one loss, which is amazing. But in the WEC and UFC, win Justin Haskins, Alex Serdyukov, just ding that, Amir Sadala, Ricardo Funch, TJ Grant, Charlie Brenneman. That's a good fight. Then Rick Story, that's a loss. TJ Waldberger, Mike Pierce. And then, yes, John Fitch and Josh
Koscheck. Mike Pierce is a good fighter, bro.
Mike Pierce, who really
absolutely, but that Fitch knockout put him on the map.
Yeah.
Hendricks is
good,
dude.
You can't say he's ready for George right away. You can't say that.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. And
I agree
if,
with
and
that,
even
bro.
If he is ready for a fight, it's not like, dude. Remember when Tyson was ducking Evander Holyfield and everyone was calling for that fight and Tyson just wouldn't fight him? And for like people are like, what the fuck? Why isn't that fight going up? No one's saying that about Johnny Hendricks. No one's saying that guy deserves a title shot. This is bullshit.
Right. I'll give you that. But yeah. The guy is good. He's got some people he can fight.
Okay.
170 is way more stacked than 185.
Yeah, but those two guys are the difference two most
between,
dominant people.
The difference between George St. Pierre and everybody in his weight class is not even close to the difference between Anderson Silva and his weight class. It's not even close.
Not even close?
Did you watch that Jake Shields fight?
Which one?
The Jake Shields fight?
GSP Jake Shields fight?
Yeah, I saw it live.
Did you watch Shields get dominated by George St. Pierre?
You're crazy, dude!
George Shields didn't get dominated.
He didn't get dominated!
He won a round.
No, he won the last two rounds! Jake Shields won the last two rounds! I was there! I was with the people from the UFC! You're crazy, Ron. That's Canadian pride getting in your way. You know what, Ron? I'm glad the NHL's had to lock out. You deserve that for saying stupid shit like that. God hates you, Ron. God hates you. God hates you.
Shut up, retard.
I'm glad I whooped your ass in fantasy football. Saying stupid shit like that. Got dominated. He didn't get dominated. That's why everyone's saying GSP's fucking...
It was the first guy to win a round
two
against
rounds.
GSP. It was the first guy to win any rounds
doesn't
against
matter.
GSP. Wait, that doesn't matter to someone who's dominant or not? To be the first guy who's won a single round against
yes,
him?
Yes, he won two.
Okay, to the first guy to win any. But I'm saying no one has beaten him for one round in fucking years. That's not dominant. No one beat
him for
one round.
What are you talking about? He got knocked out by Matt Serra.
Since Matt Serra.
Oh, my God. Get a new topic. Let's talk about dildo.
Hold on. Matt Serra was fucking 2007. And then he hasn't lost a round until Jake Shields.
Yeah, he also hasn't fought since 2010. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Little Jew baby
Josh
over here.
Josh Koscheck, unanimous decision, won every round. Matt Hughes, won every round, beat him in the second round. Matt Serra, beat him in the second round, won every round. John Fitch, 5 rounds, beat him every round. BJ Penn, 4 rounds, beat him every round. Thiago Alves, 5 rounds, beat him every round. Dan Hardy, 5 rounds, beat him every single round. Josh Koscheck, 5 rounds, beat him every single round.
Yeah, I'm going to go with fucking
let's count of how many rounds he's right lost. Now. Since, okay, how many in a row they lose after getting knocked out? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 16, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32 straight rounds. That's not dominant. He won 32 straight rounds before losing a round in a fight that he won.
Then why is everyone calling him boring, dude?
Because he doesn't finish the fights. But that doesn't mean
he's
not dominant.
Exactly.
Dominant and boring are two different things.
No, dude. No, dude.
They're the same thing?
Anderson Silva is... I'm not saying, dude, that he isn't owning his weight class.
Yes,
what I'm saying is the difference between that guy...
And John Jones.
The difference between Anderson Silva and the 185s is much wider than the difference between George St. Pierre and the 170s.
No, let me back you up. What you really were saying before is that John Jones deserves more of a title shot because he's more dominant than GSP. Anderson Silva, he's in the argument either way.
Yeah, I do think John Jones is a bit more dominant than GSP.
Whoa, that's idiotic.
Nope, I'm saying it right here.
I agree with you.
Thank you, Dildo Corn. It's weird having two things pointed at you.
I'm going to, yeah, all three of us agree.
Oh, my God.
Actually, all four of us, if you look under the table. Here's the thing. I agree with you. I feel like he's been more dominant in striking for sure. His wrestling the way he wrestles and the way he shoots, his ground and pound is second to none.
Yeah,
where GSP is just going to stretch you out, get on top of you. I'm not taking anything away from GSP whatsoever. Definitely in the argument for pound. But, man, to me, John Jones is, you know.
Yeah, I just think John Jones is going through every champion.
Those last five fights are amazing. Hua, Jackson, Machida, Rashad Evans. And then Vitor won't even count.
It's the how. It's the what he did to those guys. Yeah. The caliber of talent there. He fucking humiliated. All of those people are top-notch. They're ballers.
Well, Rashad went to decision.
But still, he got his fucking ass beat.
Yeah. Fucking throwing those elbows, dude.
Dude.
Yeah, and he really has no loss. We're not going to count the Matt Hamill loss.
Well, I think that's actually the best thing that ever happened to him.
Yeah, he
because
said
he gets a loss. It gets rid of that whole, like, I'm going to go undefeated for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But you technically didn't lose. Well, technically you lost, but you really didn't lose. It's the best thing to happen to him.
I think Silva Jones is a sexier fight. I get that GSP has...
It is a sensual fight.
I wanted that GSP.
I think the GSP one's sensual.
I wanted that GSP Silva fight.
Because they're just going to be on top of each other, like, oiled up.
I wanted that GSP Silva fight since, I guess, probably 5 years ago. I've been wanting that fight. People have been wanting that fight for a long time.
I agree. And you know what? You have a much light... I mean, that's going to be... That's a more probable fight.
They started calling for the fucking... What's it called fight? For the John Jones Silva fight? Probably, what, after he beat Quentin Jackson? Hua? When was it that people started calling for his fight?
I think it's got to be Hua.
No, because he just won the fight, the title.
I think that was... It was probably more around the...
Machida? Evans?
Evans. Around Evans, you really started to hear that.
So we're talking about 6 months. People have been talking about it.
You know?
Yeah.
And then did you watch the fight Saturday?
Was a more...
Or you had your show.
Equal matchup? I'm going to go John Jones... Junior Dos Santos. If you look at their actual measurements,
they measure up a lot more.
And did either one of you watch that fight card?
No,
I did.
I'm telling you, man, I was so impressed with like the nationalism of Brazil, and Rogan kept mentioning it too about how crazy it was there during the fights and shit like that. But this card in particular, and how much they love him, and what it did something to Silva, man. He had this extra little, like, I don't know if John Jones would go to Brazil and beat Silva.
Okay, can I make
He might
some
beat him in Vegas,
right
but
here?
I don't know if he beats him in Brazil.
I will tell you this. In Vitor Belfort was on his back against Anthony Johnson. Who got cut? Who did Vitor beat in Brazil last time? Some big black.
Anthony Johnson?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay. The crowd fucking stood those guys up. He was on his back. Johnson didn't weigh in. He weighed overweight, like 15 pounds.
I'm telling you.
So he was a heavier guy. The crowd cheered. It was like Hulk Hogan. He just fucking...
Yeah.
It made him fucking rise up.
I'm a real Brazilian.
Dude, I don't think anybody on the planet could beat Silva in Brazil.
Yeah, that might be right.
I kind of don't.
I don't want these super fights in someone's home.
No, I don't
area.
Like that either.
I don't either.
I want it in a neutral site.
I remember when they did that in a post-fight press conference, and Anderson, they told him he was going to be fighting a rematch with
Chael Sonnen?
No. Who was the old champion that he took it from?
Rua?
Who took it from who?
Anderson.
Machida?
No. What? It's not Machida.
Anderson Silva.
God, who is that?
Rich Franklin?
Rich Franklin, yeah. They're like, okay, you're going to be fighting Rich Franklin in Cincinnati, where he's from, and you just see Anderson Silva roll his eyes like, oh, Jesus, can I catch a break here?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you shouldn't have to be in anyone's hometown. You know who you put in a hometown? The prelim fighters. make people get excited about
well,
that.
Well, yeah, it's a bringer show. Yeah. That's what they do with those absolutely. Fights. They do bringer shows. Yeah.
Exactly what they do.
And, yeah, man, I don't think it. I don't think that should be it. I think a super fight. Now, a guy defending his title, I have no problem with him fighting in
who's John Jones got saying. Left at 205? Who's
Dan
Henderson.
Who else?
Glover Teixeira.
Teixeira. Now, dude, that guy's nasty, huh?
Yeah, he's had one. Oh,
dude, you know who fucking.
How nasty was Damian Maia's headlock on Rick's story? Like, it just, like. His face just blew up.
Oh yeah,
that was.
Did you?
Nasty.
What? What's that fucking? I'll tell you who really impressed me was.
Dildo Corn
was is Paul.
Can I make it?
What's that black dude? What's that? Like, yeah. He's just ripped up. He was on that card. God, I can't think of his fucking name.
All right, think about Dildo Corn. I'm gonna make this announcement on Twitter. People have been hitting me up and saying that it's just been announced that John Jones will be coaching against Chael Sonnen. On the next,
and that's the way they're going to give him the fight, the Ultimate Fighter. That's the way they're going to make him fight.
Sonnen what a Jones. Fucking! Who does anyone really want that fight?
Just because the trash talkers, it's the idiots who want that fight.
Well, Sonnen's going to be good for ratings. He plays a good bad guy. That's why they had fucking Koscheck on there. That's why they have all you know. That's why they had Bisbing.
No, but
they always want the bad guy that's going to talk shit and fucking rip a door off of the fucking thing.
Let me ask you something. Do you believe that the Tough Enough series may have ran its course?
The Ultimate Fighter, not Tough Enough, but yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, excuse me. The Ultimate Fighter, do you think that has ran its course? Because
well, I think as a show.
Let me just say this. When it first came out, there was what? Only pay-per-view?
Yeah.
That's all you had were pay-per-view fights, the first couple seasons, and maybe an occasional show, fight card on UFC. Now there's like UFC fights on everywhere.
Yeah,
you don't need as much, and you know the quality of fights
they
aren't as good.
They should have an Ultimate Fighter show with all UFC fighters.
Yeah, they did before.
No, that was like the has-beens that are like out of the UFC. I want people that are in there now. Jake Ellenberger. I want him in the Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, people I would like to watch that.
Yeah.
I would like to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of like, look, they're going to – it's like every season
the same. And
then
you can put their fights – when it's time to fight, you can just put them on the fucking – and like it'll be like whatever the main card is. And then the fifth fight is one of the Ultimate Fighter fights. And we'll tell you when we get there.
Yep. And I don't – here's the whole thing. Do we need them in the house anymore? I mean, how many homoerotic pranks can we see? Yeah. Oh, my God, you dumped flour on me. I'm going to kill you.
You just said that to a guy wearing a pink dildo on his fucking forehead.
I know Dildo Corn enjoys it. He's fully erect when I said that.
I can't get enough homosexual pranks. What was it? I had to watch a gay porn, too. I think the homosexual pranks is pretty much our staple here.
My
so,
favorite thing is that your shirt matches your dildo, which is kind of cool.
Dude, sometimes it's just fate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the pink, the red and white makes pink, yeah. So, Sam, what were you saying in terms of what wanting to get people more into the
show? How do you think that we can our up presence. The profile of
Phil Davis. Stroke. That's what I was thinking of. Thank you for tweeting that to me.
One, nobody rates the show on iTunes, so nobody knows about it. It's ranked like fucking 370th.
So how do we change that?
If everybody goes on there, if all our listen by the numbers alone, we should be like top 30, but nobody rates it because it's set up so badly on iTunes. The company they use is so fucking shitty that it just looks all the same. So nobody goes.
Can
on
we
there.
Get somebody in here I can yell at? Can Dildo yelled. Corn can ass rape?
They're switching the things. But if you go on to our
iTunes. I don't rape.
And just rate it. And as you rate it, probably, why don't you mention the one of us who you hate the most?
Oh, no.
Renee
dude.
Included.
Do you want me to blow my brains out?
Yes.
I know who nobody hates.
Who?
Dildo Corn.
Dildo Corn.
Well, there's lots of comments, but what you're saying is that just people just don't rate the show when they leave
comments.
Are
there lots of comments?
There's
like
lots
six.
Of comments.
Really?
Yeah, when I go on iTunes.
Yeah.
Go to Toad Hop Network, like. Yeah, but I check it at home all the time. I read all the comments.
Yeah, I don't know why people won't go on there and just show some love. I mean, we got our numbers last week, and they're pretty fucking great.
Yeah.
You can call me directly on my home phone. I'll talk to you. I'll talk for a long time, too. I won't get off the phone with you. I'm very lonely. Any one of the fucking Punch Drunk fans, if you want to call me on my personal cell phone number, it's 323-555. Just call me, please. I'm so scared.
I mean, like, what can we do to get it going more? It's like, I feel like we just got a great thing going. I mean,
hear me out on this.
A lot of people like it. A lot of people
hear me out on this.
People like it's my favorite thing. Yes,
100 City Tour.
Are there 100 cities?
Four shows a night.
Yeah.
Just give me a second on this.
Okay,
four shows a night.
Same city?
100, no, not at all.
Who would be riding 100 you, cities, Bill Dildo-Corn?
100 cities. 100 cities in 50 days. Four shows at a pop. So we'll be doing like 8 shows a day.
And then you have a day off for travel.
There's no day off for travel. We get off the plane. They hand us a mic. A lot of it's going to be at airports because we don't got time. So we'll be at LAX tonight doing 4 shows. And then we will be at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago doing 4 shows in about 7 hours after that.
Wow.
And then
can we make a list of things we need fixed here? Like, I'd love to know who's calling in because we no longer have.
Only Ron. Because I can't. Wait. We have to set up the fucking thing. Here, let's take a call and I'll include it. That keyboard has to be attached to this computer for us to do it.
What?
For me to like write in like their name. So next
if
time
I start
call,
typing on this, what is it? What does
like,
it do?
I've saved Ron's, but I've had to cut and paste R and then an O and then an N because there's no keyboard.
What was the old system? How did we know who was calling in? Did we know?
Because it was analog, I think.
Yeah, Renee would go to the phone and say, "What's your name? What are you calling about?"
Why can't we do that here? Why can't we give you that?
I always thought it was
I
robots.
I have the right outputs.
Different system.
Yeah, it's a different system.
We need robots.
It's way worse.
Can I say, we get some robots in here? Is it too much to ask to get a fucking robot in Toad Hop?
Dildo Corn is angry.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Dildo Corn when he's angry.
Mark Maron's got robots. Joe Rogan has a robot named Red Band.
Dildo Corn.
Can we get a robot? No.
Should we take a phone caller?
Yeah, let's
you
take
go to San Francisco
phone
or the 580?
I think San Francisco is going to be James, I have this feeling.
It is probably James. Do we have James' number?
James?
You know it's James. What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Thanks
James
for texting
serious.
Me.
I got to save his name. Yeah.
James sounds like ATF. Anybody else? Hey, it's ATF here. Do you got guys?
Oh, Yuck Nazi should call in. Tell me what the fuck's going on with
we'll do that when we get to the fantasy football.
What's up, James?
Dude, were you just as impressed with Phil Davis as I was, man?
Man, it was – I have to say you guys missed out on a great card, Ari Sam. It was – fantastic fight.
One of the best cards they've had in a while.
Who did Phil Davis fight?
Phil Davis. Who did he fight?
It was a Brazilian.
I can look at the details on the underground.
Oh,
he finished
the second
round with the anaconda choke after he transitioned. I want to say from like an armbar.
That was like a class. It was a technical class he put on in every way, shape, and form in that fight.
I'm gonna put this out to James and Dildo Corn. How do you think Phil Davis does against John Jones? How does he match up?
Wow.
Dude, if you saw this fight, you would think he was like – he looked like John Jones in this fight.
It was an impressive fight from Phil Davis from top to bottom. He was dominant the entire time with takedowns,
shooting,
strikes.
Striking.
Yeah.
Submissions.
He's a Lloyd Irvin prodigy.
Defense.
Now, Lloyd Irvin is a huge jiu-jitsu guy, like very well known, the guy who got his black belt in 5 years. So Phil Davis's learning curve for jiu-jitsu is very high. So I'm going to be very impressed to see what he does at the high levels at 205 with jiu-jitsu.
John Jones, too. John Jones didn't fucking train jiu-jitsu, really. He just did it in a
he just watched
garage
YouTube.
With videos. Yeah, until like 4 or 5 years ago. They're both learning like tremendously.
That's true. He really is just very much a self-taught fighter in a lot of respects. That's what made Jones so impressive is a lot of the things he just learned. He fought Wagner Prado, who's a Brazilian. I just looked that up on the underground.
Let me ask you something. Have you been listening to the podcast? Have you heard the debate?
Man, this is honestly from the Rape Culture Girl to Dildo Corn. This is top to bottom one of the most entertaining podcasts in history. And side note, I do have a marketing degree. I do marketing for a mixed martial arts clothing company. I'd love to help you guys with a low-cost marketing strategy.
What a nigger.
I can't believe it. Stop saying that word.
It's Tebow. I'm telling you, I agree.
What? Just stop saying that word.
What did I do?
I'm not somebody who's like super politically correct.
Boy.
That's what I'm talking
about. I like
about.
It out of the blue like that. Should I have gone with Chink? Chink would be better, right?
No. Yeah.
Chink
I mean,
is better.
It's just like the word is... We're trying to market ourselves. The minute you say that, we're going to lose everybody,
dude.
Hold on.
The rape was okay?
No, that wasn't okay either.
Okay,
I'm going to tell you that. That's not right either.
19-year-old ganger asshole blown out.
We have a live read now. We got to go. Can we do our live read this time? Okay.
Hold on. James, are you going to stay online? I want to ask you.
Yeah, I'll stay online. There's so many fights that I'd love to talk about.
Cool. Yeah. Stay on hold, buddy.
Help us with our live read.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Hey, Okay, we got our first real sponsor, you guys.
Really?
Yes.
Is it strapped to my head, Ari?
It is not. Dildo Corn, if there's a Dildo Corn company, please come out. But no, this is Mangrate. It's a fucking grill company.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get them or did they get them?
I got them.
Yay, Ari!
Mangrates, first of all, okay, I'll just tell you now. There's a 1999 Skeptic Tank special. You click on the Mangrate banner on the Skeptic Tank website. We don't have that banner.
Ari, this is the worst read in the history of reads. You got to sell it, bro.
Okay, let's do it. Hey, do you guys like grilling?
What? Grilling? I'd love to grill.
What do you grill on?
I like to grill on my Hitachi.
Oh, no, dude. Fuck that. Go with Mangrate.
Mangrate? What is that, Ari?
Mangrate's a grill company. They make 100% cast iron grilling grates.
Hold on. 100% cast iron?
Yeah. With Mangrate's patented design, chicken and steak will have never tasted so good.
Oh, I miss my mother.
I'm starving.
No more flare-ups. No more dry meats. Take advantage of our 1999 Skeptic Tank special by clicking on the Mangrate banner.
Hold on, 1999?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Those prices are insane.
Is it really a grill for $20?
Oh, and every Skeptic Tank order comes with a heavy-duty Mangrate grilling brush.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow. Those prices are nuts.
100% made in the USA, 100% cast iron. That's the best kind of iron. $20 Skeptic Tank special.
It seems unreal. Is it real, Dildo Corn?
Sounds pretty legitimate to me.
And we get like 25% of the orders.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I'm going to go order one right now.
So for 20 bucks, we get $5.
Wow. Hey,
guys. There's bigger things on there too.
Order some fucking grills, man.
No, but I just realized, I didn't read this just the same way none of you guys read it. We need to put that on the Punch Drunk website.
Yeah. Let's get a fucking webmaster to do that Punch Drunk website.
We
gotta pay
them
that shit
with
up.
No money coming in. We spent $500 on that.
All right, we'll figure it out.
Anyway, Mangrate.
Well, we got Mangrate grilled money now. We're going to be fucking
rolling it.
If you want to be a webmaster for a free grill,
if you want a tailgate, if your wife's kicked you out of the house and you can't eat because you're a fucking idiot, get a grill for $20 and now you can eat whenever you want.
And fuck that bitch wife.
Yeah.
And she's a cunt.
Live from the Toad Hop Network studios
in Hollywood.
This
is the ToadHopNetwork.com.
The best in the world.
Radio worth watching.
Radio worth watching.
I feel like ending every commercial with "your wife is a cunt" is probably not gonna.
Yeah, dude.
No, it's totally okay. We don't do that. We don't, and no, comics don't have to do that shit anymore. We don't have to pretend to be something we're not.
Yeah.
Just keep being what we are, and the sponsors will come and let us be who we are.
You know what? Here's what happens.
Let's not go down swinging in a bad way.
Corporate America, whatever. But watch what happens. Watch how many grills for $20 fly off the shelves because I called somebody's wife a cunt in a commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, we're still on?
That's paper, buddy.
We got to, my man.
I'm talking about a little payola.
Gangster Dildo Corn is really hip with black people. By the way, our
somebody
one black
give us like $50 on the website so we can hire a webmaster and get all this shit done. Just give us $50. Punchdrunksports.com.
Yeah. How are these people on Kickstarter, these fucking emo chicks? One chick got $1 million on Kickstarter.
She had a hot picture on fucking Twitter.
God.
Also, you need to get a bunch of followers and a hot chick picture.
Yeah, really? Account. That's all it takes? My Twitter background is my wang. I got away with it, putting it up there. And I've Instagrammed two pictures of my dick secretly.
Joey Diaz got thrown off for that.
Dude, come get me.
All right. Is James still on the line?
Yeah, James.
James? Did we lose him?
No, he's still there. He probably went pissed or something.
Yeah, he's probably he's feverishly beating off to the picture
dildo
of the
corn.
Dildo corn.
All right. Well, can I say this? Maybe we should be done with James. We haven't talked about
this thing is
football.
So itchy, Sam.
Dude, let's talk about Monday Night Football and what an honor it was to watch Peyton Manning
work.
Oh,
my God.
I mean, dude, that was a moment. When they showed the replay of him changing and just basically telling everybody what to do in the fucking that moment, bro.
What about that one
fell down?
What about that one pass, like, in the red zone where he eluded like a defender and then jumped over another guy and threw it? I'm like, who? He wouldn't have even – that wasn't even Peyton Manning of old.
Yeah. Can we just say Peyton Manning's fine?
What?
He looked good, dude.
Not only fine, but amazing.
I take back it.
That was a legendary show, game to watch. It was an honor to watch Peyton Manning play.
24-0 at halftime. Down 24-0 at halftime.
His largest halftime deficit of his career.
But make no qualms about it. Before we start sucking his cock, would they have three defensive touchdowns? Two for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, half of those points weren't Manning, but I'm just, I hear what you're saying.
They could have had another touchdown except for that guy falling on a wide open pass. He just fell out of the blue.
Dude, that play where he's organizing it at the line, oh my God, you did that. So much forever running for politics, Renee.
Oh yeah, like a Mexican's going to get elected to anything.
Yeah. Except the fucking.
Hey, real quick, do you know Varagosa, the mayor? Do you guys meet at some fucking?
I know of him. Yes, I know him personally. Though.
When you see him at the fucking taco truck, you tell him if he passes a law where I gotta pay a fucking fine if my dog is in his seatbelt, shit's gonna get nasty, bro.
Is that the new law?
I'm pro Mexican, but if that thing passes, shit's gonna get weird.
What passes?
They want to pass a law where I gotta put my dog in a seatbelt.
Oh yeah, I don't like that.
That's a bullshit law.
Yeah,
why?
I agree.
Because dogs don't like that. Like, if you got a little chihuahua that's a pussy, it doesn't want it. My dog likes to ride the rails, bro. My dog likes to get up on the thing and go, Duke's a hazard.
So what, a dog's dying? Is that why they want to do it? A dog's dying?
No, I'll tell
accidents?
You what it is. These fucking insurance companies have decided to insure dogs, so they want to make it a money grab. It's a city money grab. It's another reason for this broke-ass city to make a fucking dollar.
Really?
So...
Wait, the seatbelt? Oh, because I'll give tickets for people who don't do it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, what dog's not going to stay in a seatbelt? Yeah.
I know. You know how you beat that?
What?
Just start letting your dog drive.
Yeah.
You go in the passenger seat. Let Pollyanna fucking take the car for a goddamn spin. And buy a grill, would you, for the love of Christ? I got a dildo on my head.
I will tell you this.
Peyton, is James there again?
Yeah, James.
Yeah,
back.
I'm here, man.
Hold on a second, James. Peyton Manning, his overall, his yearly quarterback rating is 94. This year... 105 right now. His highest ever, 121.
Wow.
His second
That's
highest
big.
Ever, 104.1.
Can I ask
so
you something?
So he is ahead of his second best year ever right now.
What happened to Denver's defense? Last year with Tim Tebow, they were amazing because they kept the Broncos in the game. Now they got this incredible
They're
quarterback.
Up. They're banged up.
Where the fuck is his defense?
They're missing like three. There's like three starters that are banged. They're banged up, man. They're just banged up. That's right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and they're playing opportunistic. I mean, you know, they're.
It was an honor to watch that guy.
Okay,
play
yeah.
That
Talk stuff. About his defense, fine, but 24 of 30, which is great. 309 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Look at what he was in the second half. I think he was like 16 for 16.
The guy is
in the
just
first
phenomenal.
Half.
Second half, first half wasn't dazzling numbers. 100 and something yards and an interception.
All
I
want to do with Peyton Manning is put in some Skull Bandits, drink a beer, and do politically incorrect.
Here's the thing.
Material.
Here's the thing. Here's what's admirable about what he did last night. You look at his first half stats. Maybe I don't know. They weren't dazzling. Had a pick. You know, 100 and something yards. Goes in halftime and is like,
Got
just
it.
Makes those adjustments, man. Comes out and just picked him apart. And that's
yeah,
a difference.
That killed you in fantasy, bro.
Who, me?
He was dying. You were winning in fantasy, and that killed you.
I lost in all five.
Did you just hang up on James?
Yeah, you're talking about non-fan shit. You're talking about non-football fan shit. Fantasy, and he killed you. We're talking about how great Peyton Manning was as a fucking performer, a warrior that comes back under the gridiron and shows America that he still got something left in the tank. And you're talking about goddamn fucking fantasy stats? That's bullshit.
Oh my God.
Be a goddamn football fan.
Oh my God.
What I don't get.
I haven't seen Ari this mad since they canceled Seinfeld. It's like that was Jew rage right there.
What I don't get is why can't you be both?
What?
Like, why can't I be a fan of the Falcons and a fan of the NFL and also be playing fantasy football? I was watching that game last night.
Ari's
I was impressed.
Just trying to come up with an excuse to explain why I suck so bad. I love that. I wish I got a picture
of everybody coming in.
Black people are amazed by
they're
dildo
like,
court.
They're like, I hear raised. Yeah. Is there a fight? I should get over there.
Yeah, they're like, that guy with a fucking.
Shout out to all of our black listeners.
That
Shout
guy
out.
With a prick hanging off of his head is throwing shit in there. No, it wasn't me.
Oh, I threw it against their wall.
Yeah, that's
I love
right.
Flavor Flav.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, there's a guy with a fucking
dildo
rubber.
Corn.
There's a guy with a rubber dick on his head next door. I'm going to investigate.
Time? What's that?
What kind of research
time to
you
I'm just seeing what people are saying.
So you can update on the fly?
Yeah, and
yeah.
See what they want us to talk about.
Time to
what are you looking at?
What am I, Peyton
oh,
Manning,
Ari,
Peyton
Ari,
Manning
Ari,
stats?
Ari, I wanted to talk to you about
the statistics of Peyton Manning, of the
Derek
guy we were
Jeter.
Talking about.
Look how nice you guys just got. I'm holding hands. All
I
of a sudden you're yelling
you
at each other. Then you're like, hang on.
I'm very anti-Yankee, but I love Derek Jeter.
Ugh, he went down. That's serious. They have not hit at all. They have not hit at all. I don't
you
know
can't
how
cool hate Derek is. Jeter. It's impossible.
I want the Yankees out.
I don't care if you're.
No,
I hate
fucks
the Yankees.
Your girlfriend, which is likely if you live in New York.
I want the Yankees out.
Everybody does.
No, I wouldn't be mad if he fucked my girlfriend because I'd get a signed bat. That's how cool that guy is.
That's right. He has a
He'll
care
fuck
package.
My girlfriend and give me a signed bat. And I can sell that,
I don't want that
to go get a hooker that looks like my girlfriend. And
I don't need that in my life. I don't want anybody fucking my girlfriend that doesn't exist.
Dude, come on. If your girlfriend can bone Derek Jeter, you got to let her.
And she's like, I'm actually a big baseball fan.
Yeah, it's like really you got to let her.
So it's like so if I'm like, let's say Tiana's my girlfriend and Chipper Jones wants to hit it.
You got
to
let her.
You got to go, okay. That's as long as I get a get out of jail free card too.
And if you're lucky, you'll get a kid out of it. And then he'll go pro.
If you care about her, you'd be like, oh, this will be a big dream for you.
Yeah, let her get some of that major league cock. If you love your woman,
I'm saying I'm behind that. But what I'm saying is don't be a hypocrite when Kate Upton, a year and a half later, sees that I got all this goddamn grill money and now she wants to fucking come around and play with the team and don't be like, you ain't fucking that bitch. I'm like, what about when Derek Jeter was going
Is my name Sarah? Why do you keep saying me?
He's third person.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. He said you. And you were looking at me.
No, I was talking about her. I'm saying it to her.
Oh, okay.
I know you have no problem getting fucked by Derek Jeter. I'm just saying, you know, don't be a hypocrite twat. And be like, oh, no, you're not fucking that skank. And like, what about when fucking Chipper Jones went 3 for 5 on that asshole, you bitch?
Yeah. Eat shit, Tiana.
Dude,
fuck
Dildo
you.
Corn's on fire!
Dildo Corn don't play.
This is really one of those moments where it's nice to watch this instead of just listen. Because that dildo, that side angle on the dildo, I feel like getting more on him. If we could
it shouldn't even be on us anymore.
Two shots of that.
God, that's going to be, don't do all three cameras on Dildo Corn. Oh, man, oh, Christ almighty. This is really not turning out to be my day.
Yeah, there we go.
Let me see how that looks. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
You just turn your head.
Jesus Christ.
Dude. It's your own three-camera fucking sitcom.
Oh, that's what it took for me to get a three-camera angle.
Can somebody tweet that to us, take a picture of that, and tweet it to us?
Dude, somebody please. Well, here's the problem. Move your microphone, because they need to get a picture. Move the microphone.
Well, the side angles, you got it pretty well.
What do you mean?
We got to get a picture of you so they don't have the microphone in front of your face.
But even the side one, you can tell it's him.
That's so great. That's so
I see what you're saying. Yeah, move it for like 2 seconds, then move it back.
So they can get a picture of it so we can do a bunch of photoshopping.
Yeah.
What do you want to photoshop? A bigger dick on my head?
No, you like on a unicorn's body or some shit like that.
All right, that's good.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay, here's what we got to talk about. That's legitimately, we're a sports podcast. So the BCS is out and the Major League Baseball playoffs is going on right now.
Yeah, so I'm willing to talk about that.
Let me say this. How great bad did Stanford get robbed by Notre Dame?
In what way?
Did you see that touchdown that they didn't call a touchdown?
No, I didn't see the game.
Holy shit,
talk
man.
Talk about it.
Game's over, in overtime. Notre Dame's up by a touchdown. Stanford's on the one. Fourth down, so it's going to be last play of the game. Mm-hmm. Guys pushing. They say that he stopped. But if you look at the replay, he without question scored a touchdown. So they review, and all of Notre Dame jumps on the field. The fans are jumping on the field. They have to clear everybody off the field. And they're like, we're going to review it. You watch about 15 different replays, and every one of them, you're sitting in your living room going, oh, that's a touchdown. This game's still on. Now the game's tied.
They reversed it?
And then 5-6 minutes, they come back. They're like, game's over.
Here's the problem.
And then
it in Stanford?
No, it's in South Bend on NBC.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Everybody makes out more if Notre Dame does. Yeah, it's total bullshit. Fuck Notre Dame.
And Notre Dame was Notre Dame.
They could give it to them in overtime. They could wait till overtime to give it to them.
It was overtime.
Oh, that was overtime.
NBC, ESPN, NCAA, BCS.
They
all want Notre Dame to do well.
They love it. They're in top seven in the BCS. Where are they?
They are at number 7. I think Stanford was 13. I think.
By the way, did you watch the Cowboy game at the ending of it?
Yeah, I'm watching it.
What is Romo doing?
What is he doing?
Man
what is he doing?
Up, dude.
Okay, they get a fucking a pass interference with 33 seconds left, something like that. And then, 23 seconds left. Okay, then they make a pass over the middle for 2 yards with one timeout. Over the middle for 2 yards. That guy should have just knocked it down. Then they just let the clock tick. Until 4 seconds, so they tried a 52-yarder.
Des Bryant, man! Throw the ball to your center. What are you giving it to the ref for? It's like, dude, stop being a stereotype.
Des Bryant's another
example.
That's a good fantasy team. It's a good fantasy game he had.
I'm sick of talking about fantasy football now.
And he cost the Cowboys that game. He dropped that fucking 2-point conversion. He dropped passes left and right, and then that shit.
Here's my thing on the drops. All these guys with all these drops. If you're a number one receiver, if you're the Roddy White, if you're the Andre Johnson, if you're you maybe you have a drop every two or three when it's technically your fault. I'm not talking about something that's thrown behind you or it's slightly out of reach.
Right.
Something that hits you right on the button where you should. That's your job. Your job is to make the catch. If you're a number two receiver, a number three receiver, and you got a little case of the dropsies, I don't forgive it, but I understand it. Dez Bryant is making number one receiver money.
No, he's not.
Six in the last
money.
He's a rookie. He's still on his rookie contract.
He's a first round pick rookie contract.
Yeah, but that's not fucking crazy money.
But dude, what I'm saying is they expect this guy to be making these catches.
These catches?
You know what I mean? He was picked extremely high to come in there.
$1.335 million.
Yeah, that's nothing. And now he has a pick.
It's not nothing. That's barely enough to beat his mother.
Yeah. And then he has to pay for his own security? How fucked up is that?
Because he's an asshole. He'll be out of the league in a minute.
Dude, you did that to yourself. Yeah, dude, he's one of those dudes. You ain't getting that big money.
Stop being a stereotype. Stop.
Okay, now let's get to – that was good. Now let's get to baseball. One of the most exciting postseasons I've ever seen so far. So far.
I think good. The playoff systems worked.
For the one game playoff to see who gets the wild card.
Exciting.
That's so exciting.
Like that?
So exciting. It's like we did all this time. And that made the regular season so much more exciting, too, because, like, when Detroit overcame, what's it called? And Oakland overcame
racism?
Texas.
Racism?
Oakland
oppression?
Overcame, it was like, that's huge. Because now you're not just, like, in. You're in, and they have a one-game playoff to be out. It's humongous. And then all the games. The Orioles-Yankees games, as shitty as the hitting was, amazing pitching, and they had three extra-inning games.
Cardinals-Washington game was insane. Game six where they came back?
Oh, my God. Down from 6-0.
I felt so bad for Washington
insane,
fans.
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Does this come back and bite them?
No, not game seven. Game seven. That was
Does
game
that
seven.
Bite them in the ass?
Oh, it was game seven.
It's game seven.
Well, I mean, I think it just did.
It did, but
I don't think it comes back. They get a healthy Strasburg next season.
I will tell you this. They had scored 0 runs in 5 innings. If that was Strasburg's game, he would have done just that.
Yeah.
And it was in the 9th. They scored 4. You know, I mean, that's not.
He'd have been
Jasper's
out of the
fault.
Game anyway. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think in a way,
it wasn't a last minute decision with Strasburg. It was before the year even started.
Oh, I agree. We were talking about that months ago.
Yeah. Well, dude, they don't know if they're going to be back in this position.
No,
you
they don't
know.
You never.
You're
do.
Not the Yankees.
But boy, I tell you what, they do know. They got a healthy Strasburg coming back next season, so it increases their odds.
This guy can give you another 12 like Cy Young level like years.
All right.
You know,
I mean,
and you
I'm
don't
just
want to
saying,
ruin
you
that.
Don't know. And, dude, let me tell you, if they go to the World Series and win it, what does that do to Strasburg?
If who goes to the World Series?
The Nationals. Let's say they've gone to the.
Let's say they had, yeah.
What does it do to his head? They don't need me?
No,
dude. This is strictly based off of him just having that injury. Him being such a young guy. Him coming up so young. 3-4 years from now, this guy shows that he's healthy. He's bounced back. He doesn't have any problems. They're not shutting him down in the middle of the season. This is like a man. This is our future. We could ride this guy for a decade if we don't push him too hard.
Dildo Corn loves riding guys for a decade.
I'm more of a 12 to 18 month kind of a guy. But
listen. Let's talk instant replay.
In what?
That Yankee call.
Oh yeah, the home run.
You know, I mean, the Yankees. First of all, don't even start crying about getting robbed by calls, okay?
That was terrible.
No shit.
That was
about the
terrible.
Slide at second base?
The slide was terrible.
It
he
was
didn't even extend his arm. He didn't extend his arm to the bag. And
but
that cost him two more runs. And then now they have two. If that wasn't out, they have 2 innings to get 1 run. Now they have to get 3. And
baseball,
it.
It's like, stop acting like it's 1950s. We have technology. Use it. It's really stupid. It's like you're holding on to this crap.
I agree.
There's no reason you shouldn't have instant replay. There's no reason. This is what it's for. It's not going to slow the game down. Would you rather have a moment of clarity or a fucking...
How about you give them like 5 challenges a game? Just get...
challenges, 3 challenges. Like NFL.
Yeah, you get it back.
Limit their challenges. That should have been challenged.
Yeah, I agree. And they could have been like, oh no, I was told... And the safe... Dude, fucking what's his name was safe at second. That would have been a run. Fuck it. What a hero he was. We didn't even talk about that. How amazing was that?
Well, they talk about it. What do you
they
mean?
They pinch hit for A-Rod.
Oh, yeah.
They pinch hit for A-Rod. They pinch hit for fucking A-Rod. The mayor of Tijuana came in the 9th inning, A-Rod, and said, no, we're going to let you go now.
Two of them out.
He hit a home run to tie it up in the 9th.
Then his next time up, hit a home run in the 12th to win it. Yep. Oh, my God.
Did you hear about A-Rod when he got pulled, what he was doing?
What?
He was sending ball boys. I was heard this on Jim Rome today.
Terrible job name, too, by the way.
Ball boys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ball boys?
Thank you, Dildo Corn. You're right.
Dildo Corn. You know if Dildo Corn hates ball boys?
It's I do.
It's a
they're
shitty
bad.
Name.
Then they're bad.
That's a terrible thing to have in your resume. I was a ball boy from 89 to 92.
Was sending ball boys into the stands to pick up chicks for him.
No way.
He got sat, and then he's like, he got benched, and he's like, fuck it, I'm going to pull some wool, which I can understand.
Dude, yeah. What's wrong with this?
You're single. You want to pull wool, but you kind of got benched, and you kind of should hold off. And, you know, here's the thing about A-Rod.
Not me.
Yeah, I get that, you know, as a stand-up comedian, you've done shows. You know, you got the 8 o'clock show and the 10:30 show. Usually the chicks who want to party come to the 8 o'clock show so they can go dancing after. So you got to throw your fucking heat at that 8 o'clock show. I can understand that. But you're A-Rod. You can walk into any bar and pull wool.
Hold on, hold on. I want you to break down this analogy again because okay. I like it, but I don't quite understand it.
Okay. I kind of disagree with it.
Let's hear it again. Let's hear it. Let's let him go untouched for like a full minute so we can hear
For me, the girls who you're more likely to want to party with and get laid from are the girls who go to the 8 o'clock show.
Why?
Why?
Because those are girls who are making a night of it.
Oh, meaning, so this is pre-partying at a comedy show.
Yeah, they're kind of going to a comedy show, then they're going to go out dancing.
Right. Instead of the late night, let me just see if this is right. Instead of the late night girl, the 10:30 show.
The 10:30 show.
It's like, yeah, that's their evening. They did a comedy
They're
show.
Probably there on a date.
What? Really?
Yeah. Okay. That's date night because they're with their boyfriends. They want to do an activity. So they're less likely to be the party girls. That's just what I've seen over my years of doing comedy.
I haven't picked up a girl from a show in so goddamn long.
I think you probably choose not to.
Yeah, I can't do the work when I don't know them well enough. They really have to let me know, like, hey, I'm interested in
doing
you.
Throw it at us.
Yeah, throw it
at us. Put it out there. Hey,
absolutely.
There's some puss at the end of this.
Because what you don't understand is you're waiting for us to win you over or something or do the work.
We don't have time.
To us, we don't know that you're going to, like fuck, or you're gonna like want to like do fun stuff.
Put it out there,
and we're out of town in the next day or two, so we're not gonna romance you.
Yeah,
but if you're down to hang out, you want to come back to the condo, you know, get some tacos and get weird. Make that obvious to us, because I'm not gonna spend 4 hours getting to know you and hear about how you got raped when you were 19.
Let's call get back, some tacos and get weird. That's a t-shirt, bro.
The 668, call back in. Yeah, let's get some what?
Let's get some tacos and get weird, man. Yeah.
But the let me take this call. He's gonna call in for a straight hour. But I will say this. You look, those girls that will get down look just like the girls
who won't.
Who are going to tool us around for five hours and say, let's be Facebook friends. So you have to understand from our point of view.
And when we're on the road, it's different. It's not like I met you at a bar in my hometown and I'm like, hey, let's go see a movie tomorrow or let's kick it. I like your flavor, Darth Vader. No, I'm only in town for a couple of nights. So if you want to hang out, you have a very small window to have your pants on the floor and me wanging you doggy style.
Or head first.
I'll be in Chicago July 3rd through now.
Oh, I should say that. I'm in Chicago November 8th. Me and Joey Diaz.
That's a good show.
I'm so excited for that.
Let's take this caller.
Is that that's the House of Blues?
Yeah, it's the House of Blues.
Dude, that's going to be so fun.
Yeah, it will be.
What's up?
What up?
Who is this?
Yo. I want to talk about World Cup soccer qualifying.
Okay, go on it.
Qualifying.
Because we got this. The U.S. has this coach who looks like every bad guy from a Bruce Willis film in the 1980s.
Really?
He talks with this German accent, and he's like, we will win. I tell you, it's like very weird.
The U.S. needs to win or tie, or they're out of the World Cup today, tonight.
Which would be devastating.
Tonight?
Which would be devastating to U.S. soccer.
To U.S. soccer,
but
not to the U.S.
But they're at home against Guatemala, so it's the formality, really.
Dude, can Guatemalans be that athletic?
Here's what I know about Guatemalans, and this is not even a joke. There's a lot of Latin American countries, and white people. Renee, you'll attest to this. White people mostly look down on all of you. Not all, you know.
Those
cool people,
those
college educated people.
Brazil,
don't.
We like Brazil.
Yeah, well, they're not really Latin, but yeah,
In a general sense, you're totally right, I think.
Guatemala. Dildo
Corn, the voice of reason.
And they have their fights. The Mexicans fight against the El Salvadorians, right? Is that right? They have, like, gang turf war, if the shield's not lied to me. Guatemalans are universally, by all Latin American people, universally looked down upon. They all shit on Guatemalans.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck up with Guatemalans. They're Mayans? Oh, that's why? They're more Indian?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah,
this is a great call. So,
I want to congratulate
Are you Guatemalan?
Because
Rene, you just got
the
quiet.
Israeli national team won today.
Israeli national teams? Oh, congratulations, Ari. They probably bought the refs.
Well, it's hard to beat them on their home turf because they know where all the landmines are on the soccer field.
So, what do you think about
Luxembourg?
What do you? Oh, dude, that had to feel good. What do you think our chances are? I mean, come on, we got to beat Guatemala.
Yeah, we'll easily beat Guatemala, and then
their goalie's only 3 feet tall.
By far. The best team in our, region, Mexico. They're way better than us.
Keep going. I want to have the Israeli national anthem going while you're talking.
But yeah, the Mexican national team is far superior to the American national team.
How are they tall? They're such little people. Rene is a giant Mexican. He's like the Andre the Giant of Mexico.
Yeah.
They're never that big.
The Mexican club teams are better than the U.S. soccer team. The fucking
team.
Oh,
MLS
team.
Is a joke. I love watching soccer. I never watched the MLS.
It is a joke. It'll never get big because it's not the best. Look, the cream rises to the top. The NFL, MLB, NBA, those are the best of the best of the best.
Yeah.
So if you want to watch the best of the best of soccer, you ain't watching something on American television.
No,
you're watching
not at all.
World Premier League.
You're watching, you're watching Champions League. You're watching all that shit.
Yeah. Basketball, we have the best.
Yeah. No beaners allowed. NBA.
No beaners allowed.
There's going to be a Mexican. Dude, there's going to be a Mexican.
MLS NHL. Still, no Hispanic league.
What's that, man?
What's that?
What'd you say? You there?
I said it's always weird when you see the MLS fans at the games, though. They just look like the weirdest, people. In America. Who decided to go to an MLS game?
MLS fans
that got free tickets from
their fuzzies of the sports. Like, they're these weird fucking people that like to dress up in bright, weird colors, and they creep everybody out.
And then it's like all people that got free tickets from their corporate job or whatever. It's like, hey, here's six tickets to go see the fucking New Jersey, Wigs.
It's like who? It's like lacrosse, arena football, and the WNBA.
Arena football is fun. Have you been to arena football game?
Arena football is great. Lacrosse is phenomenal. I don't know why lacrosse
is fun.
Isn't bigger.
But who goes to it?
Lacrosse should be bigger.
Lacrosse is like you got a sweater around your shoulder. The same people that go to see lacrosse are the same people that go watch rowing.
Lacrosse is huge.
No, dude, that's the dumbest statement Dildo Corn's ever made in their life.
Really?
Rowing and lacrosse?
Yeah.
Not even close.
Really? You don't think so?
I have a question for Dildo Corn.
Yes.
I have an answer for you, sir.
Why is his shirt unbuttoned? It just makes him look even gayer.
That's what Dildo Corn's going for.
It's actually more buttoned than it usually is.
That's his market. But
thank you for reminding me.
Dildo Corn does crunches. Yeah. Can I just say this? I saw you with
He's got golden tan.
Thanks.
I'm slightly biased.
Sounds like you're turned on, bro.
Dude, you're turning this caller on. Do you hear what he just said?
I'm slightly bi-curious is what he said.
My God. Huh? It's so cool that, hey, if you're thinking about coming out of the closet, come out on our show.
DM me.
No one will be more supportive of you.
Dude, I've called in before. This is your tranny correspondent.
You're a tranny?
No, I'm not a tranny. I've been with trannies.
Oh, you have?
Oh, you have.
Yeah. Who sucks better dick, trannies or women?
Yeah, I know. But
who? I'm asking you who.
I know.
How many trannies have you been with?
Plenty. I live in Bangkok.
Oh, that's right.
That is, by the way, when we talk about the countries to be in, Bangkok is where you want
to
go for trannies.
Dude, listen to the name of the place. It's got bang in it and it's got cock in it.
They're called Bang Pussy.
Yeah. Are they just cheaper, or do you just like getting your dick sucked by trannies?
No. I'll tell you why. Okay. I'm not gay, but...
But your dick is.
What's more attractive?
No,
I'll give you the digits.
What's
more attractive? 5'8", 100 pounds?
Yeah.
Or 5'3", 125 pounds?
I don't understand that logic. That's not really a logical
thing. Let's discuss the plumbing.
Here's the thing. I think you probably...
Okay, how about are women... Who's hornier, men or women?
Women.
No,
men.
I think women are hornier.
Men are hornier than women.
No.
It's men.
At a certain age, women are cock zombies. Women
they are, but they can turn it off like a snap of a finger, man.
They're hornier than you think they are, but they're not horny.
Well, the problem is that
women only sleep with men so they can... so they can have men's company and they can have men's.
Dude, that is so illogical.
Hold on, hold on, let me finish because we gotta go to break. So what?
Who sucks a better dick?
Lady boys.
There you go.
Not even a contest.
Thanks, tranny correspondent.
Please call him more tranny correspondent.
You guys have all fucked a girl in the ass, right?
Of course.
Yes. It's great. Anal sex.
All right, let's go to break. Tranny, thanks for the call.
Best sports podcast in America, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, it's our last segment.
And I'm sad.
Why? Why, Dildo Corn?
Just because I'm going to miss you guys.
Why, Dildo Corn? Where are you going? Are you going to Bangkok?
I'm going back to the mystical land of Dildo Cornea.
Dildo Cornea.
Do you guys, by the way, do you guys get into college football at all?
Yeah.
I do. It's not my favorite, but I do.
I don't like it just because you guys are...
I like it a lot more than college basketball.
30 minutes left. Just come on, you guys. All
right. No, I was just... Somebody asked me for my email address for a thing. I like it more than college basketball. Really? I do like college basketball.
I love college basketball.
So do I, but I like college football more.
Here's why
I think it's more of an electric environment.
Football more than basketball.
Here's why I like college basketball more.
Yeah, probably.
You can survive one loss and your season isn't finished.
In basketball?
In basketball.
It's a longer season, too.
If you've already lost, you're done.
Well, we're talking about...
The best you can do is win your conference championship. Like, who gives a shit?
But you're also talking about a lot of these teams have, you know, it's a 12-game season. Mm-hmm. You know, versus college basketball, which is like 35, 36, depending on what preseason bullshit you're in. And then you got the tournament. In college basketball, you just got to get in the tournament and be ranked kind of high enough that you get an easier walk through it. You're in the top, even top five.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Every top game five. Doesn't matter. Football matters.
Football, every fucking... So it's almost like a quarter in football equals a game in college.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a... I don't know, man. I don't like the super conferences, that the way that's going.
Agreed.
That's what the Big East did. The Big East did that in the 80s. They just looked like the best independent team.
College football is becoming a money grab. You want to talk about money grabs, it's college football.
I hate it because they
why they're doing that.
They always talk about it as like, oh, we have these traditions. These two teams play each other. It's the war. They grew up hating each other. It's like, oh, now we're going to go to a new conference. And guess what? New wars. And you're like, what?
It
you
just sold means nothing.
This idea that it should
Seeing
matter.
Syracuse in the ACC makes me want to throw up on my dick.
BC was bad enough.
It's just horrible. Speaking it makes no comes. Sense.
It's already plugged into this computer, so I have to type it in.
Okay. Type in.
Tranny correspondent. I hate it, man. I hate that the Big East has teams in San Diego. It just makes no sense.
Yep.
Destroying the Big East is disgusting.
Well, the Big East was just a fucking money. It was the first money grab conference. They took all Georgetown. They took Syracuse. They took all these teams that are fucking.
Oh, damn it. I thought you were showing me you just got Sam's phone.
Yeah.
I was just going to go hand it to me, buddy.
I didn't want to say anything.
How do you say
like
black
nodding,
cock in Spanish?
How do you? Negra is black.
Caco de negra?
Oh, is it?
Puta.
Verga is cock.
Verga?
Like penis. Verga. Like chupes mi verga, wait.
Dude, that does not sound like fun to say during sex.
No, but that sounds like a great thing to say.
Mucho gusto, mi verga.
That sounds like a great thing to say as you're stabbing someone outside Dodger Stadium.
Right?
Yeah.
That's probably what they said to what's his name.
Fuck the SEC to football. Fuck you. Stop telling me how great you are. And then you basically make it so you're the best. Oh, we've won every fucking championship the last 5 years. Yeah, because you're automatically in the fucking championship.
Yeah, until they make a playoff. I'm sort of
it means nothing.
They really do need that.
It's like, oh, so we have three teams that are undefeated. We'll just call two of them. Or we have one team that's undefeated, one team that has one loss. Why is there still even a game?
That Dude, it should win. Be that an eight teams.
That last game last season, LSU versus Alabama, was embarrassing.
They should have a if you haven't lost
or even
any
a final
games,
four, just a final four, two weekends,
if you
final
lost
four.
Any game and the team who's second, because that's a flip of a coin. Who gets the, with
no,
one
it's
loss?
No, it's not a flip of a coin. It's the SEC runs fucking
so
everything.
So whoever they decide, because
they got nothing to fucking do in the South.
So whoever they decide is the number two team, they should play double elimination for the one seed. Because if the number one loses, well, guess what? Now they only have one loss. Now they play again.
Right.
That's what they should do.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that. Playoff into the – oh, we have the number one seed.
If they haven't lost anything and the number two has lost, then it's like, fuck, why?
I say it's just play it out. Have all the bowl games, keep the bowl games, and keep that, you know, from Thanksgiving on.
Now, the BCS is definitely better than the old system of just like, and number just one might face number 17, and just number two a final might face number six, and then you decide later who.
I'm saying a final four, man. The top four. Top four.
Absolutely.
Four plays
Division
one, two plays
Division
three.
Division III football, they have a fucking tournament.
Didn't
and they
really?
Play each other, and everything's fine.
Yeah,
they can do that.
I go six.
Well, tell that to the...
I go six. Give it
tens of millions and millions of dollars that the Orange Bowl makes.
I'll tell
and
the
that the Cotton
like,
Bowl
we
makes.
We still have
and
that, the Orange Bowl. We can
I know.
Still have the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but right now they all have shots at that being all these years. Those were national championship games and all this kind of stuff. They're just going to rotate it like they do with the BCS, and I think that would be fine.
It's like teams
totally
like
fine. You'll get if you're the Cotton Bowl. Guess what? You get the first round game.
Right.
That's awesome. That's a game that neither one of those
And it's
teams
like
can
all
lose.
These other bowls, like, the Las Vegas Bowl and all these other ones. It's
Fuck
like, you weren't in contention for it anyway. What do you mean it's going to take
you.
Away from your viewership?
Vegas still does
it's Utah versus Ball State no matter what. Who gives a fuck?
You'll have that game, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not for the playoffs.
Yeah. And guess what, dude? When I look in your stands and I see 20 people in the stands, what do you think's going on at home? You think more than 20 people are watching on national television?
Right.
If you can't even pull anybody who's invested in those teams,
right.
You think anyone's going to watch it on TV?
Not
does anyone
me,
even give a fuck about the first 20 bowl games?
I tell you who does. Whoever went to those universities.
No.
No, I'm not.
No.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Because when I went to Ball State and Ball State was in the Las Vegas Bowl, I didn't fly to Las Vegas, but I was sure as fuck watching it on ESPN2 or whatever the fuck.
So 20,000 people from your school are
exactly.
Watching.
That's what I'm saying. That's
nothing.
I know, but you said who watches it. I'm saying those are the only people that watch it.
No, I'll tell you who doesn't want a playoff. It's teams like the Big 12, like the conference like the Big 12. Who, like, most likely will never win a championship again if they actually have to go and play super teams to earn that.
Yeah.
Ohio State will never win a fucking championship again if there's a playoff system. And you, yeah, Tony Hinchcliffe, I said that.
I don't know, dude.
As long as I can keep cheating, they
why
have a
do
chance.
You think they penalized the shit out of USC? And nothing really happened to Ohio State or Miami. What's going on with Miami?
Miami.
But the USC loses all these scholarships, can't play in bowl. They try to cripple them because they know USC is one team
and
that
Penn
will
State.
Go in the SEC and whoop that ass dildo corn style.
And Penn State, they've done nothing. They've done nothing wrong.
Yeah, all the – I tell you what.
No, dude, Penn State deserved that.
Why?
Because when you have people in your system protecting a football program over children, dude, that guy has some balls trying to sue the university under unjust firing. Fuck you, man.
Well, no, he's saying he wasn't involved. He didn't do those things. That report was just wrong. It just included him for no reason. What if you were included in that report? You wouldn't sue them?
No, dude, he got fired because he walked in, saw some kid getting butt-fucked, and walked away.
Oh, he's
and
saying
did report? Go get a fucking
he's
a
saying
fucking
he didn't do that,
dumbbell
though.
And start cracking heads, man.
Yeah.
If we can clean the show up, I would like to call it butt-made love, too.
Wait, what if... Okay, let me get a call.
Sorry,
Sam, what if Joe Paterno had retired and all those guys that covered it up were retired 5 years ago? Then should they get the death penalty or whatever they got?
Dude, they should get the death penalty as soon as they started fucking covering up, which is the 1980s.
Yeah, so what if you find out now that something happened in the 80s? Do you still get the penalty?
I would.
You would do it?
Yeah.
Caller, what you got?
What's up, fellas? I need to call in because I figure this is either going to be the greatest episode.
Is this Biz Markie?
Like, erased from history. So I just wanted to go on record like I was listening.
What? Right. Dude, you did not hang up on our black listeners, dude. Never hang up on our black listeners.
That wasn't black.
Yeah, that was black.
I thought
black.
That was just
that
was
easily
New Yorker.
Black. That guy was going to say something nice and you hung up on
he
him?
He said it. And guess what? He's part of the fucking episode. He got hung up on in the first 10 seconds.
Dude, I will not
welcome to the episode.
I love black people.
Yuck Nasty. Is this Yuck Nasty?
Uh-huh.
I'm just waiting for Yuck Nasty. Is this Yuck Nasty?
Hey.
Who is
what's
this?
What's up? I have more to say about the World Cup qualifying.
Dude, the training correspondent called back. This guy's like herpes. It's never going away.
Why didn't this dude come up?
Hang
up.
We've talked enough.
This is for Ari Schaefer.
Ari Schaefer.
The German national team gave up 3 goals to Sweden. So not all as well
all
with the German national team.
Can we? Okay, training correspondent. And we're very appreciative. Hold on. Who is that?
It's someone who just sent me a picture.
We're very appreciative of your training correspondence, but we're done with soccer right now. Okay?
No, come on.
No, I won't. No, you well, come on some lady boys and leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, hey, hey, no,
you're
no.
Putting
serious
dildo
question.
Cord to
no,
sleep.
No, serious question. Can you take a picture and tweet it to of a tranny and tweet it to Punch Drunk account?
Yeah, next week I'm going to call in with a tranny hooker.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Absolutely do that. Absolutely. Okay. All right, we got to take a couple other calls, but we're not going to.
Also, I'm telling you right now, dildo corn is attractive.
Aww. Dude, I love our gay correspondent.
I tell you what, man, it's
a bit of a. He's got a nice tan skin. He's thin.
Would you like to fuck his mouth?
Would you? He's a bit of a twink. You know what a twink is, right?
Do I
he'd
ever,
be a
buddy?
Twink in the.
Are you full gay correspondent?
No, he's not gay. He said he's not gay.
I've never been with a guy. But I've been with trannies.
Oh.
That's understandable.
What if they're a guy who just threw a wig on so you could keep your streak going?
Yeah, well,
okay, hang up on tranny correspondent.
He was thinking, that's a tough call. He had to think about it for a second. He didn't get sidetracked. He didn't lose the question. He was like,
It would be very interesting if he calls in with a...
I will tell you this. I saw you on stage last night at the Don Barris Rocktoberfest.
That was fun. That was a fun show.
Original room and the belly room. It was great. Your body looks great, man. You really worked hard on it.
I'm ripped. Thank you very much.
You really are shredded.
You're ripped. Especially next to Madonna, who doesn't have a bad body. You, like, put him to shame.
God, it gets so homoerotic in here.
Okay, I'm looking for... Wait. Yuck Nasty? Is this you, Yuck Nasty? Is this you, Yuck Nasty? Goodbye. Yuck Nasty, is this you? Goodbye. Okay. Okay, we got 20 minutes left. What should we talk about to round it off? Okay. Sam, you want to do dates? How was your last Naughty Show, by the way?
Phenomenal.
Oh, it was great.
In the main room?
Oh, God. It was arguably one of the best ones we've ever had.
What's one of the crazier things that happened?
Dude, Josh, what's his name?
Josh Meyerowitz, who's an open mic comic who has Asperger's.
A giant Jew with Asperger's disease. Yeah. I mean, what did he do in the past life? Anyways.
Still was a virgin until Jeff Richards got him a prostitute. So he recently lost his virginity.
Yeah.
And now he keeps calling him and Jeff Eskimo brothers.
Because Jeff fucked the prostitute?
Apparently. But it's like Richards is doing this to him. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't the, you know, that's not one you brag about, you know?
So he comes up on stage. He wants a fleshlight. And this fucking badass adult film star, Asphyxia Noir, very cool chick.
Hold on. Asphyxia Noir.
Yeah, that's her name. That's a badass name.
By the way, names are the most creative porn stars get.
I don't know, dude.
They really let it shine in the name situation.
You didn't watch that gay porn. They were pretty creative.
I think there's some pretty funny, entertaining porn stars out there.
So what happened? What'd she do?
To get a fleshlight,
yeah.
He had to get outsmacked. I'm like, bring somebody up and spank her. Like, it would be a hot chick, and it would be kind of hot to watch a girl spank another girl on stage.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, who can I smack the fuck out of?
In the face?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'm talking about...
That is creative.
Not only was she slapping him across the face, she was also giving him the dreaded backhand slap.
Oh, my God.
So he's getting, like, knuckles across
She's
the kisser.
She's going Ike Turner on some fucking...
Wow. Straight up.
People.
That was the first girl I choked in bed. So I gave her a backhand.
She choked Ike Turner's?
Yeah.
Who? Really?
Yeah.
You did that? You smacked a chick like that in bed?
She wanted, dude. I would smack her.
Did you ever sign legal documents?
No, you know how
saying,
you have the light one first? You go a little, and then she's like, no reaction, so you go harder. And by the end, it was just like, full on, like, boom! And then backhand, boom! Like,
while you're fucking her?
Yeah.
That's got to be multitasking.
Multi-boners. That's what's happening with that.
Now, what is up with that, man? I'm not judging it, but I just want to know it.
You have girls call you in the N-bomb while you're fucking.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. That was for you.
You took a note. You're kind enough to follow it.
But they don't say N-bomb, yes.
I fucked a chick one time at knife point. I had a knife to her throat while I was
Whoa.
Fucking her. But I had it backwards, so it wasn't the sharp part. But like,
is that real?
Yeah, I swear to God.
How hot was it?
For me, it was almost... I was into it. I was more into the fucking aspect and just talking shit to her.
Yeah.
Is this girl that liked to play rape a lot of stuff.
Knife point.
Same girl I broke into her place.
Yeah,
and,
that's a great story.
You know that story?
Oh,
I think
yeah.
I told it your storytellers. Yeah. That's same girl. Same girl. Same girl.
Yeah,
same girl.
Dude. This whole notion is something, everyone thinks something had to happen to that chick. And I don't necessarily think that.
No.
I think that she just finds it hot.
Yeah.
Her life is at stake.
Yeah. Are we talking about this one I'm talking about right now?
Yeah. The girl.
Yeah, and we were both kind of young, and it was like, let's try this, let's try that, let's try this, let's figure out what we like sexually.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's about like, oh my God, what trauma happened.
She actually couldn't have had a more normal life. I mean, nothing happened to her. She was just a cool chick that started to experiment sexually, and I happened to be at the right place at the right time.
I think a lot of times it's just a conservative girl who just, in sex, wants to let loose.
You know, and you listen to girls. I mean, obviously we had a rape moment here on this podcast, which was weird. But, you know, doing the naughty show, having girls coming on, talking about their sexuality, you'd be amazed at how many girls have rape fantasies.
Who is that?
Someone I know. She heard me. She heard us the podcast, and we were talking about sex. And she said, "God,
damn. What podcast?
Hot chicks sending you pictures of their cans. I got some fucking weirdo
chick that just sent some.
I got some weirdo in Bangkok telling me that he wants to suck me sideways like a harmonica. Women, look at me. This is to you, okay? Let's fuck. I'm tired of the dumb shit." No of this tranny shit. I don't need guys telling me I'm sexy. I want pussy. I want my wang in a pussy. And disregard the whole penis on my head right now.
Why would you call it a wang? You called it a wang.
Every time you talk to the camera, I think you're looking at me. So I was like,
I'm talking to you, Renee. I'm in trance. Let's fuck.
Would you fuck Renee?
I'd start at a cuddle and see where it went.
Dildo corn.
Should we take
Renee,
a call?
How's your girlfriend?
She's good.
How is your girlfriend?
She's hot. Yeah, Renee.
Yeah, she's
Renee's
cute.
Got a hot white girl.
She's cute.
What is she into sexually?
She's a volleyball player, right?
Don't get me going down that road. Okay. Yeah, she used to play volleyball. Yeah,
she's got a volleyball player's body, too.
Now whose ball does she play with?
These two.
Yeah.
I want to fuck a chick with a bowler's body.
Try jump serving these, bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
With a bowler's body?
Yeah, I'm cool with that right now.
So you basically want a chick who's built like your mother?
A little bit. A little bit. Same age, too.
Same age. By the way, I knew a professional bowler. Uh-huh. I still know him, Tommy DeLutz. He's out of the league now. But bowler groupies, they have them.
Yeah, of course.
And
they're as gross as you think they would be.
Of course.
They're like average bowler groupie. Because the first groupies I saw was
I picture them as no, NASCAR would be hotter. I think NASCAR would be hotter.
Oh, there's a tons of hot NASCAR.
Yeah, I just that just
a
don't
ton know. Of money
and there's also
in NASCAR.
300,000 people at those events. So you just need 10 hot ones.
Right.
The average one is like mother of two. Maybe 38 years old, missing
divorced.
A tooth or two. Yeah, divorced.
I'm cool with the missing tooth. Yeah. I like loose teeth better because there's nothing hotter than knocking a tooth out with your cock. You know what I mean? She's like, it was already loose. I'm like, yeah, you loosened it, but I opened it. You know what I'm saying?
I know a lot of hard work.
I don't know why I'm so fit. You know why I'm filthy today? Because I got a wang on my head. That's why.
Caller, do you want to talk about the wang at all? What's going on? The 801.
801, what up?
Yo, turn down your computer. We don't want to hear ourselves. What's the word, dude?
First off, I just have a comment on this guy from Bangkok.
Yeah.
Okay, next time he's banging a tranny, tell him to reach around and feel the Adam's apple on that lady boy, because he is gay. He is
You know, I understand what you're saying, but a lot of people who are into trannies don't think they're gay. Whether you think it or not, they really don't think they're gay.
I feel like
gay.
It's a get-out-of-jail-free card.
It's a great point. I will tell you this. I worked for a tranny once, a pre-op tranny, and he said he only likes fucking straight men.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, but when they fuck you, they're no longer straight. He goes, no, they know I'm a woman on the inside, and they can just sort of tell. So this is how they fuck, facing each other. So let's say I'm fucking
you.
So
they can see each other's souls?
Yeah.
Let's not say that.
My legs over your shoulders.
Now I'm hard. Great. Keep going.
And then like you just like sort of like slowly fall down. Let's say like I'm riding your face.
Yeah. I call that the roller coaster seatbelt.
Yeah. And then I grab your head. I slowly pull you away from me. So my legs are still over your shoulders, but uh-huh. I'm going further down until gracefully, beautifully, my asshole reaches for your hard cock.
What is going on?
It's moistened as
it
goes inside. And my legs are still over you. And we just become one.
Let me say this real quick. Just two words to that.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. Not gay. Thank you, caller.
Next. Okay.
I was going to say that was pretty hot, Ari.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
What the
fuck is let's take a few more calls before Sam checks his Twitter. We got 12 minutes left, so hurry up and check this because you definitely don't want to do this in 12 minutes. 714, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, it's on or what?
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, you're on.
You're on, buddy.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, I just want to say you guys rock. Your show is awesome as shit. Listen to you guys every day.
There's no reason.
Thanks, buddy.
Dudes, don't do that.
What do we need comments? Just wasting time. If you want to say something,
I'd like to hear that once in a while.
Go to the iTunes page and leave a comment.
I don't need that. I don't respect that.
I'll tell you something Tony Kornheiser used to do on his AM show on The Fan. When people called in and said, "Hey, man, how you doing?" He'd be like, "Nah, hang up. Just don't waste time. Just get to the fucking. Did you see the Bills game?"
Yeah. Okay. We're not Tony Kornheiser.
On the way out, if you want to say, "By the way, you guys are doing a great job," or say, "Hey, great podcast this day. I want to comment on things." That's fine.
Dude,
the 580, the tranny gay caller again. No. How are you? Who is this?
This is Tony.
What's up?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, what's up, how are you?
Doing pretty good. This is my first time listening to you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. You called in the first time. It's not normally this gay sexy. But
yeah, it is.
But if you're enjoying it, Oklahoma, we'll fucking keep
Oklahoma,
it going.
What's your comment about this today's podcast? What did you learn on your first day listening?
I guess how trannies have sex.
Yeah, not a lot of trannies in Oklahoma, I bet.
Oh, there are
Mexicans by now.
Really?
I bet there are.
There are. There's some lonely nights out there.
Post-op steer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to listen again, or do we lose you after one show?
Dude, I think I'm hooked for life.
Oh, nice.
Thanks, dude. How can we spread the word? How can we let more people in Oklahoma know that we're out rocking?
Yeah, Oklahoma, how did you find out about this podcast?
And do you need a grill?
What is it? How'd you find out?
Twitter.
Nice. Twitter. Okay.
Oh, cool, dude.
We'll make sure to keep doing that. Yeah, tell your friends.
Thanks, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Thanks, Oklahoma.
You guys should definitely make a trip to Oklahoma.
Yeah, the problem is that it's Oklahoma.
Yeah, then we got to stay there for like a day. And that's...
What's the big city in Oklahoma, for real?
It's like Tulsa and Oklahoma City.
I could go to Oklahoma City. I'd like to do a little comedy slow slash bombing.
I would hang out.
I would like to go there.
What's up, Kevin Durant?
Get an apartment, find friends, and just start my life.
How about this? Let's do a punch drunk fucking tour.
50 cities in 25 days.
Logistically, Dildo Corn, I don't think it's all there. But
okay.
Let's all go to Oklahoma City and then plan it around like the day before or a day after a fucking Thunder game.
Yeah.
And we'll get somebody to give us tickets and we'll plan it that way.
Let's go when the Clippers are playing the Thunder.
Boom.
Oh, by the way, sports thing, Andre Drummond for the Detroit Pistons. Looking nasty, bro.
Yeah.
That kid, the best thing that ever happened to him is to get drafted ninth. There's no pressure on him. And, dude, he looks nasty. Yeah. DeAndre Jordan looking amazing. Wouldn't be surprised if we're looking at a 15-10 guy.
DeAndre Jordan is
He should be. That's what he should be putting up.
He's looking great. But Andre Drummond, bro, Detroit, if you're a Detroit Pistons fan, you got great years coming, man. You got a solid fucking team.
Even though
Joe Dumars is the worst GM in the history of GMs.
Michael Jordan.
Good defense. Yeah, Jordan.
Jordan's
might be up there.
Do we got any more callers?
Yep. They just hung up. If you guys want to call, we're taking calls to the end of the episode. We've got about 8 minutes left.
It's your show now.
Oh, yeah. If you're looking online and watching us, you see the number. If you don't, 323-622-8623.
I love how nobody's giving the Thunder any chance either.
Nobody gives them a chance. It's like, that's so ridiculous.
Dude, they're only getting
Western
better.
Western champions and young.
They're only getting better. Dwight Howard is not going to – and by the way, I got to be honest with you. I like how Steve Nash looks as a Laker.
Dude, he looks great. The Lakers look amazing. It's so
Lakers
fucking shitty.
Have a great not only do they got a great center, but I'm liking all these backup centers. Somehow they found these gold, man. There's this white
Lakers
guy.
Always have a good
Can
front
somebody
office.
Audit the Lakers and find out how they're doing this? This is fucking bullshit.
I'll tell you how they're doing it. They're the fucking Lakers.
I love how you
Lakers
got
are
really
a hot
feminine
chick.
When
Lakers,
you're talking about
Lakers
that.
Are a hot chick. Lakers are a hot chick. Yeah. They have options. They can go, oh, okay, cool. They get a plethora of centers. They can go, okay, we got you. All six of you want to play for us? Let's pick the one we want.
Right.
You know, they're a hot chick.
They
can pick whoever they want.
They have legitimately three all-stars on their team.
Dude, they have starting five is an all-star team.
Yeah, they might have four or five all-stars.
Yeah.
They might have four or five.
Rape girl wants to come back.
Hi, rape girl. What's her name again? I forgot. I almost missed a call. The 415.
Esperanza.
Yo, 415, San Francisco, shut your face.
I'm doing New Year's there. By the way, I'm in D.C. this weekend, Washington, D.C., at the Improv, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. It's my hometown comeback.
I'll be doing laundry tomorrow night in my apartment.
Oh, cool. What do you got? Whites, darks?
A little bit of everything, buddy.
Oh, wow. You mix in? You separate?
lot of cum. A lot of cum on stuff.
Okay, here we go. 562. Sam, 6 minutes. Just 6 minutes. The 562, what's up?
Yo.
Here we go. 562.
Gone. The 415. What's up? Man, I love hanging up on people.
What up, guys?
San Francisco.
James.
James. It's James. This is the best podcast ever, dude.
Thanks, buddy.
We've officially gone into the stratosphere here.
Into the twilight zone.
There's a dildo corn. There's a tranny correspondence.
Yeah. Rape victim.
Can you remember to tell her to name this one the dildo corn
episode? I don't see how this can ever be topped, really, personally. I think we've reached the epic point of Austin, the apex.
So
you think it's all downhill from here?
Where do we go from here? What happens next? Do we bring the Nazi?
So you're calling this episode the 1990 UNLV Running Rebels, and the next year it just goes to shit? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you, this is amazing. This is the best podcast ever. Period. And Rogan, anything ever, best podcast ever.
Best podcast, not just of us, of all time.
Of all podcasts
of
all time.
This is the most entertaining podcast I've ever watched, listened to, been a part. I'm just happy to be a part of it. Love, you know, it's amazing.
I appreciate it.
This is fantastic.
Do you need a grill?
Dude, I don't even have a barbecue, but I'm buying a man grate.
Fucking grill.
Put it in the Death Squad family of awesomeness.
Hey.
I'll give it to somebody for
Christmas.
Can
you email us?
There you go.
Let's talk some marketing schemes. And by low budget, we mean nothing.
Hey, I actually DM'd T about that.
DM'd.
And honestly, and I put some stuff up on the message board about it too. It's about establishing brand goals for Punch Drunk, and it kind of falls into subsets for you guys as well because your careers are tied into it. So it would be there's a lot
of
low cost, no
cost
ways of marketing.
Yeah, James is real.
Yeah.
And it's essentially we just have to establish brand goals for both Punch Drunk and then all of you guys as comedians and as personalities. And then start to execute and implement those.
Sounds great.
Dude, you can't hang up on our marketing director.
We'll get to him later.
You can't hang up on the marketing director.
He was helping us become successful.
God!
He was like, I can help you guys become multimillionaires in the next... Gone.
Sabotaging us.
Well, we will read the
Yuck Nasty tried to call in. Something happened.
Where's he from? Because I have 10 calls. If Yuck Nasty, is this you?
Yeah, I want to help you guys out with the sponsor you guys have.
Okay, you sound like you fuck children.
Sound
but
like
go
you need
on.
A grill.
What are you talking about?
You guys fucked that up. The whole grill, mate.
Thanks, man.
That's not an actual grill.
Oh yeah, it's
all
a grill.
It is a cast iron top.
Great, the grates. Oh, it's not a
yeah,
whole grill.
Yeah, they're just the grates. They're not the whole grill.
I have a feeling
grill.
You work for the company, you and you're calling in angry.
No, I'm not. I'm not calling. I feel fed.
Yeah, you're right. We should mention it's just the grill grates. Now, wait, who's going
to
buy just the grill?
Can I say something
grate?
To you? I'm sorry. I said you sound like you have sex with children. You don't sound like that.
No, I don't.
I'm just trying to correct
you guys because, you know, they promote this on the Toe Hop Network, and you guys made it sound like it's a full grill, but it's just the top.
Man, I love our listeners, man.
All
they
right.
come
Good
fact
call.
Check.
Good call. No hang up on you. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
We'll look at that.
Can you hang up
all
on
right,
us
no
so
problem.
We don't hang up on you?
Yeah, go ahead and
hang up.
Kill it. All right, we got two more calls. Maybe one's Yuck Nasty. Is this Yuck Nasty?
It probably is Yuck Nasty.
Is this Yuck Nasty?
Nope. Teeb, you're the man. Ari, you're a bitch.
Yeah! Greatest call
That's
ever.
Great. That's
greatest
great.
Call ever on the greatest podcast ever. That was awesome.
That's how you do it, dude. That's how you fucking do it. That was great, dude.
That was great. Get in, assassinate, get out. That guy went fucking Born Identity on you.
Wow, that was
all
great.
All right, guys, great podcast. Hey, if you love Punch Drunk,
the Dildo Corn episode,
spread the word.
And go to punchdrunksports.com and give us $10.
And I have paid off another bet successfully. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Bye, everybody.